Blog Talk Radio.
Is he gonna be ready for this one? Pee, if you don't mind, hit that one button
And also Mount Vernon, Dave, I need to get you back on here, because I know a couple people are getting kind of sick about a couple things. They want to make sure they're going to get this stuff. They tired of hearing Fat Albert talking bad about Mount Vernon. So basically, I'm gonna hit this button now. I'm gonna make sure. I gotta ask him right away. 914-5466. Your mic is open.
What up, Joe?
What's going on, Pee Wee? How's everything?
Hanging in there.
Now, Pee Wee, is a man gonna be ready or he ain't gonna be ready?
I don't know. He haven't called me or said nothing, so I think he going to show up Sunday and just hope and pray. Yeah. Like,
are you ready? That's the question there. Are you ready?
My car is already parked at the gate.
All right. That's all I want to know. Now, y'all going to do something about Fat Albert's mouth over there?
We tried to lock him in. He want to lock in for the 19th. That's 2 weeks away. Like, how are we going to lock in and we go into a race and something happened to the car and they want a deposit?
Oh, I got you. I understand that.
But somebody 100%. Asked me, did he put the flywheel on a mule? Because you could go to a regular auto store and get a flywheel.
Was that Mount Vernon Dave asked you that? Hold on, I'm about to open that mic up. Was it Mount Vernon Dave asked that shit?
Yep.
I need to know, Pee Wee. You know your shit story.
Dave said Fat Albert should put juice on the mule.
Now Dave, I know you're on there now. I got you on this mic. Mr. Dave, my
brother
Dave.
Yeah.
Hey,
you got
your mic open.
Yeah, what's
now,
up, Joe?
I just want to make sure I tell you that your mic is open so you can answer ahead of time, because last time y'all was
and
out
Joe,
there
they
talking.
Joe, they got to hurry out. They got to hurry up because my pass and for me being in Mount Vernon, it runs out on September 6th. So after September 6th, I got to move back to Brooklyn.
I had to make sure the mic is open because last time the syndicate was talking over there and there was a lot of secrets going on and you had some spies out there. You know, Marcus Wong is over there listening and was out there. Leave the mic open. I had to shut it down.
But Joe, a friend of mine that worked with Little Howie said he seen Little Howie and Kevin over there kumbayaing. And Kevin was braiding his hair, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Dave, can you comment on that?
Yeah.
Well, I heard that he was asking Kevin, do they sell Get Tall pills?
You shot. So tell me something. Is Mount Vernon going to be there to represent, though, on the 5th? I just need to know.
Yeah. Of course, yes.
Okay, I'm just saying, because in case somebody is about to get out of hand out of Baltimore or Maryland, you can put them back in their place.
We can't speak on Maryland because they get sensitive when you start talking money. So we don't want to even talk to them. If they approach us, we will try to oblige them, but we're not going to approach them. But anything from Virginia and any cartoon characters, they can get it.
Okay, when you say cartoon characters, who are you calling cartoon characters? We need
Fat
to know.
Fat Albert.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Fat Albert, you better come on here and defend yourself. You know you had the truck stop, and you listening. Don't keep that shit that quiet. Hold on. I got a lot of Mount Vernon people on. I got to open up this next mic. Hold on, y'all. 914-9870. Your mic is open.
First of all, Pee Wee, you a fucking liar. I ain't seen Howie in 1,000 fucking years, so fuck you.
You're telling me a goddamn lie. Candyman seen y'all over there talking.
Candyman told you a fucking lie. But anyway, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
how you doing,
Kevin?
Dave, it's been a while,
hey,
Dave.
Hey,
I know.
Joe,
I ain't seen.
Joe,
I ain't been around Dave in
Joe,
a couple of weeks.
Joe,
but,
tell Dave to send me. Joe, tell Dave to send me my $20. He said I couldn't bring Kevin out the bushes.
I was never in the fucking bushes.
Oh man, Dave.
I ain't never been in nobody's bush. But anyway, on this thing going on, I did say that Howie was going to fuck Pee-wee up, and I'm taking that rescinding thing back. And I hear this is going to be hard, so y'all sit the fuck down because y'all ain't ready for this shit. But I'm gonna like Peaches over fucking Fat Albert because I'm going with the home team on this motherfucker. And it's hard for me to say it, but I like Peaches over fucking Fat Albert. So, Mount Vernon strong. Now, I
said, there you go. Uh-oh.
They gave me my visa to the six.
As a matter of fact, depending on, can't get right, that's you fucking Pee-wee. Your shit right. Matter of fact, fuck it. I'm going with Mount Vernon. I'm going to ride or die with you bitches.
Wait! I'm going to play my lotto tonight. Oh, y'all bitches in trouble. Y'all bitches in trouble.
Hey, Dave, it's snowing outside.
Hell yeah!
I told you, motherfuckers, to take a seat. I told y'all to take a seat. But if they go against,
if any one of them, that loudmouth crew,
if they fuck around with money earning, yeah, I'm going down with the boys. We gonna ride together. We gonna die together. Fuck it, I said.
Oh shit!
Uh oh.
Yo, cut the show off. Cut the show off, Joe. It's over. It's a wrap.
I've been going through the last couple that I couldn't participate and bring my big guns to the party. I'm going
to
give him respect. I'm not going to say Peaches. I'm going to say Mr. Fucking Peanut with the American Gangster. I ain't doing no more crap jokes. I hope he fucked Fat Albert up. And if they line up, I'm going with the home teams. I'm going with anybody that Pee-wee run out of town. As long as him and Howie don't lock up, they should get at somebody else's ass. I'm going with the home fucking team. I'm riding or dying with these motherfuckers. I
see. See, Joe? See, y'all keep hollering. Y'all keep hollering Mount Vernon. Y'all keep hollering Mount Vernon. You going to get something y'all want.
Peanut started talking about like what he should have been talking about when Fat Albert got all them fucking Mount Vernon jokes, and they said Peanut stepped up. And he was making noise, and I said, now that's a motherfucker. That's what I've been waiting to hear. Somebody but me sticking up. And as he stuck up, he stood tall. I'm happy for it. So I'm going to ride with him. Pee-wee, you got my cred.
That's the Mount Vernon I remember. We're coming along out like that strong. And then they might race each other later if they ain't got no balls running. But coming strong together. Oh, shoot. Uh-oh. Hey, somebody hit me on the line right now, but they ain't got no number, so I don't know if it's a private number, but sometimes they like to play jokes. But I'm going to open this here number up. I'm just going to see if they say anything. If they don't say anything, I'm clicking them off. It's all one, so your private number, I don't know.
Howard Stern, dickhead.
Who the hell is that? I don't know. Is it somebody stupid being crazy?
Prank. It was a prank caller. It was one of your, undercover.
But hold on, let me just open up this here mic. I'm going to open this one up. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Yo. What's going on, fellas?
Mr. Butcher is. What you got to say about that, Butcher? You hear Mount Vernon coming strong.
Love it to death. Love it
to death. Okay, all right. That's what you're going to hear. Shit. Yeah, I like to see that, boy. I might have to get a picture when y'all out there like that. Shoot. Look, y'all done made my host go home. Yeah.
Nah, he in the store getting his coffee and a black and mild.
Don't tell me Fat Albert left here. Lord, Fat Albert done dropped the mic, man. Lord knows. No, he didn't. Not Fat Albert. I can't believe that, man. What? Hey. Hey, we're going to tell you. Oh, that's what I want. I see some stuff going down, too. You guys, I know you guys saw it on Facebook. I see Tricky Ricky was trying to run Coretta, but I know she's got to be. She's going to be down there with Larry McKenzie down there, so I know he ain't going to be able to get that race.
He can lock in with Peanut.
Oh, shoot. You mean, what do you mean? Peanut versus
Sunday. Yeah.
Come on now. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me open up this here one mic because I see somebody want to say something. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's happening, fellas?
You see Mount Vernon on here, so be careful what you say. They're uniting.
Fuck them.
What up, Mr. FedEx?
Oh, see, we were friends until you just said that, all right? See that? You don't even get one strike. You already strike three already with that.
Wait. Joe, before he gets started, you mean to tell me that he works for FedEx and he can't get Fat Albert a goddamn flywheel in time?
Hold on.
I'm going to answer your question. I don't work with FedEx. That's fed up for a reason. You can get fed up with them damaging their stuff.
I'm here. And it's not the flywheel. I told you it was the converter boats coming out, but we don't realize that we done fucked up the rear too. So, well, wait a minute. But let me get fuck Mount Vernon. Fuck Kevin Hunt, because I heard his mouth too.
Oh, shit.
That's right. You're going to feel my wrath too, you big bitch.
I done seen plenty of videos with your car. Nigga, I can run you with my Lexus. But anyway.
Yeah, all right. Keep talking it. All right. Go ahead with what you were saying. Carry on, motherfucker.
Yeah. Fuck all y'all.
It took me to get these motherfuckers to actually start racing.
So I'm proud of myself that I actually got these motherfuckers to get up off the front porch, drinking Ensure milk, wait for somebody to change their adult Pampers. I got them out there in the garage turning wrenches. I'm so proud of myself.
You ain't got nobody turning shit. Get your own wrench turning ass.
I do turn my wrenches.
I tell you what,
Joe, I only talk to people that's irrelevant. Mute his mic, please. I do not talk to
irrelevant. There's some motherfuckers on here irrelevant. Motherfucker, you got horsepower but you ain't doing shit, so you shut the fuck up like me. You ain't no better than me, motherfucker. And he go worldwide, but you know what Fat Albert have in common with 999 lesbians? That's 1,000 motherfuckers that ain't gonna do dick.
Joe, you muted his mic for that bullshit. Joe, you actually
That's
muted
right.
that mic for
so
that weekend.
You gay and you're lesbian and you ain't going to do
that. You muted his mic just for that weak-ass shit, Joe. Kevin, you was my
you
buddy.
And 990
you
other motherfucking
Joe,
lesbians. Y'all don't do that.
I hate you.
Now,
after
Mr. Peanut and that American gangster roll up in you, I'm coming for you.
Okay.
I'm coming for your fucking ass, buddy.
Fat Albert, Fat Albert, come on down, Fat Albert.
Hey,
gotta,
Joe,
you,
Joe,
I
Joe,
know
Joe,
you,
Joe,
you gotta
Joe,
be
Joe,
listening.
Joe, Joe,
gotta get
you
here.
Got his number? You call him, Joe? You got his number? God damn, you can't call him
Fat Albert.
Fat Albert,
come on, Fat Albert. He done jumped on the girl, they said they want to jump on him.
Hey, Joe, make it make sense,
man. He listening?
Man, Joe, make it make sense. Man, Tricky Ricky ain't going to do shit. He running from Coretta with his damn thong up his damn ass. What the fuck you think he going to do with that?
Oh, God.
I said it.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I got over this mic. 669-3226. Your mic is open.
I got 500. I got 500 for whoever he raced on the side.
Yeah.
He ain't going out there, man. Tell that motherfucker go put his goddamn tampon on.
Y'all talking about Ricky? Ain't y'all from the same area?
Who?
Tricky Ricky and y'all.
He about 2.5-3 hours away from me. Fuck that. I don't consider that clown a part of Merlin. That motherfucker's a part of DC, not Merlin. Fuck him.
Oh shit, y'all! That's how Mount Vernon used to be. We used to snipe that. I think for once we pulling together. Thank you, Fat Albert.
They coming
to
you,
right?
Kevin, you welcome, Kevin. You welcome.
You know what? Do you know what DC stands for?
Not at all. Tell me.
I tell you what, it stands for District of Clowns, and he's one of them. Fuck out of here.
I know you're hard on Ricky. I know you're hard.
He ain't locking nobody in, man. He's the weakest motherfucker, 484 around this motherfucker.
I seen what somebody posted going back and forth with Coretta and
you
seen
the picture
jump
of
in
my truck? You see the picture of my truck when he was the saddest man in America that day?
Yeah, I seen it all. I seen it. And Senior, I'm saying Wamba Senior, he got on there and he was stating cases. And I was like, God damn, boy, that's a rivalry feud y'all got going.
Man, he's a two-faced motherfucker. He comes on Facebook at one way, get on fucking the track at another damn way. He comes to the track with his fucking sideline of hair all the way down to his motherfucking back, counting one thing, he counting $100 bills. That's time to get the hell out of the damn
now, we can't talk about a man that ain't on here to defend himself because Fat Albert ain't going to call
him. I tell you what. Call
I don't have his number.
Since when, Fat Albert?
I don't have his number.
Go back to that truck stop and find it.
Hold on. I'm
going
to call somebody to get him.
I'm going to find you there working? Is I'm going to find you at the truck stop working?
I tell you what.
Girl,
find Mr. Peanut's phone number.
Kevin, I like you, but when you get on somebody, dick, you ride it good. You's a good one, girl.
Y'all just made me see the light.
I'm gonna say it just like this, Fat Albert. Whoever runs Tricky Ricky, I like them for anywhere from $200 to $500 on the side. Whoever, I don't give a fuck who it is.
Fat Albert, you in the world of hurt, Fat Albert.
He showed me what kind of balls he is when he
what
got on his motherfucking show and locked ODB in almost 2 months ahead of time but won't lock Coretta in. Fuck a lot. Come on, man. Make it make sense.
Yeah, I read that memo. I've seen that memo.
Come on, man. He knew he had me covered. Yeah, jokes on his little ass. But it's all right. When I come back out, watch what I do to him.
Grandma. He's your call.
Hi. I came back for you.
Matter of fact, call Coretta, get her on here, because he got her in Facebook jail. God damn it. Let's go.
Hey, why is she in Facebook jail? She didn't say nothing wrong, but she put that post up. She's in Facebook jail.
And one of his little friends put her ass on mute.
Shit. I know that. I see a lot of that going around, man. People putting people in jail and... Now they're going to prison. They was in county jail, but some of them going to prison
Tricky
now.
Tricky Ricky is the number one snitch on Facebook, man. We all have been in jail by him. I'm on a 30-day bid break now because of his ass.
Jeez. You gotta explain how you get put in jail.
Hold up. You can't say that because how you know?
Hey. Because you ain't gonna try, so you gotta testify to show if he did or not.
Could be somebody else now. Come on, y'all can't do
it
that.
It wasn't his because Facebook shows you the comment of where you go ahead and get back where you going to jail for. It was my comment back to his ass. Every time I do say something to Tricky Ricky, I'm in jail. I did a 1, 3, 5, 7. Now I'm doing a 30-day bid. I'm a repeat offender.
For those of us that don't know, so we won't make the mistakes you've been making over and over. Tell us how this Facebook jail shit works, because I hear a lot of you motherfuckers be going in and out. Y'all like predicate felons.
Listen, I got 3 Facebook pages, and they're linked. I'm going to tell y'all now, you can make another page, but if it's linked from the same phone, your IP address, it gets linked to all 3, so you're screwed no matter which way you look at it. There's no cussing, anything that look like a bullying, anything that says, like, my car is faster than yours, anything like that, you in Facebook jail. They'll give you a warning and then bang and hit you. Just a heads up.
For that?
Yes. Yes. I told Ronald Hall, you black fucker, this is what I said, you black fucker, how much can we bet versus Cannibal versus 69 Steel? Bang, I got 7 days. Turn right back around, comment to Tricky Ricky. Bang, there goes 30 days. I said, God damn. Yeah.
Well, this is like the church channel here.
Man, listen. When I come back now, God damn it, I tell you what, I'm just going to come back and just have like a damn piece of duct tape over my mouth and just start doing thumbs up so I got to go back in jail.
All right, you just explain it. I don't know how this shit works. I'm too old to care.
Hold on. I got to see if this is just a man. Hold on 1 second. 347-9971. Your mic is open.
Howard Stern penis.
Yeah, same person is acting stupid. It's probably who I think it is. I kind of like know a little hater there that is a class racist / grudge racer trying to be somebody. So
Kevin already on the phone.
You can call me what you want. But when I get to your ass, you're going to call me daddy.
Okay. Mm. I don't like you, but I love you.
Ditto, homeboy. Ditto.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Is there any grudge races over here from the 302 coming for Labor Day besides Little Wonder?
Well, I hope so. I think so. I'm hearing.
Man, right. Shit. Let me go back.
Hold on. Bigfoot's got a race.
Bigfoot ain't got a race.
Bigfoot ain't got no
yes,
race.
Yes, he do.
Well, yes, he do.
Joe. He do got a race with Joe. With the grouch, or the couch.
What the hell you call that car?
The green
the
thing.
The slouch.
We call the man the slouch. Joe, I would take that, Joe. I would not take that.
I'm going to take it all.
Hey, Mount Crew, y'all going to do what? What did Joe Carr call? Does he get on
man,
the show want to put Mount Vernon?
The slouch.
He didn't want to put Mount Vernon on you. You put Mount Vernon on your own self.
Hey, Butchie, I did my job. I got them guys back into racing. They got the fire back in them. I did my job. I'm proud of myself.
The big man crew got Fat Albert and Witness Protection right now.
American Wednesday is still on the table. We just waiting on parts now. That's all. We just waiting on parts.
The Pony Express don't run no more. They out of business. They don't do the Pony Express no more.
Kevin, you're irrelevant. Be quiet.
Hold on. My man said, Your man should have been able to deliver those parts because he could have got that flywheel for you.
No, we got here. No, when I told you, I asked you and Pee Wee what's causing the flex plate, the convertibles coming back out. So
and what
we
did, Loctite?
We got that work. Yo.
Did you put Loctite on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did not. He put Vaseline on him so the bitches would come out. Stop lying.
No, listen. No, so we put the drive shaft in. They said, you can turn the drive shaft with your hand. That ain't good. Took the rear out, looked at it.
How you break shit and you ain't doing shakedowns? You breaking shit on purpose to get off this ass whooping. Tell
the
truth.
We ran the car at Lion Takers and Bears, Jack. But girl, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna be respectful like y'all do. I like that. I like that girl. We broke the.
And remember where you got it from.
We broke the transmission at Lion Takers and Bears, girl. But we didn't think we had tore up the rear too, so. When we went to put everything back together, we realized the reel was broke too.
What the fuck are you waiting for? Your PPP check to come? That was $9,000 with 30 years ago.
Yes, I'm waiting on my PPP. My 3P check. You're exactly right, girl.
Hey,
I'm waiting on
that. Hey, Long Island Joe. My mic open?
Go ahead, Marcus. Hold on, Marcus. Let me check, Joe. You're in trouble now, Joe. Oh, since you want to start some shit. Get on it, Marcus.
So I wanted to make sure. Got that call with Mount Vernon out. Mount Vernon said we sticking together and going to go on your ass.
Okay,
hey, listen,
I
heard somebody, I heard somebody said that Bigfoot had a race. Bigfoot do not have a race, but we still looking for Sammy. We still looking for, the dude from up Philly. What's my man named Bobby? OG Bobby. He said he was gonna get back on here. Let us know. I'm looking for a man from up New York. What's the dude with the red with the blue Mustang? The Pro Mod Mustang with the floor blocking up there.
EP.
EP, I'm still looking for him. He's supposed to call me back on a Saturday or a Sunday. That Sunday that came and gone, so he missed the action.
Dave, do me a favor, call EP now because he ain't be talking about EP like that because EP did get on the phone, so they're going to call him back.
Listen.
So, Joe,
man, listen,
Bigfoot got a race with? Joe, you said Bigfoot got a race. Who did you
I
say?
I thought
he
got a race with.
It's supposed to be with Sammy, but Sammy won't lock back in. Sammy won't lock back in. He's a scared motherfucker. So I guess, you know, he got away with the rain again. All the rain dancing shit going on. You know, but, I'm looking for a race. If it makes sense, I'll entertain it. It's just that simple.
Now, tell me something. Didn't you have a race with somebody you got to wear who's the daddy? You got to have that bib on your neck?
I mean,
That's LaRonda Weeby. That's LaRonda Weeby. They got to wear that bib all day long. Yeah, that's
right.
LaRonda Weeby.
I mean, I'm looking for the. Hey, listen, and Joe, you thought I was joking? I send you a picture right now. Bigfoot got 28s on it. Not 29s, not no 33s. Bigfoot got 28s on that bitch. So they can't cry about that now. What else is that to do? I mean,
Who said they had
29s
on them?
Huh?
You obviously can see.
Well, you know, Sammy was crying about the guitar we had on the car. Well, guess what? We went and spent some money, so the bitch got 28s on it now, so you can't cry about that. So somebody get Sammy on the line, please. That's all I ask.
Joe, come on, Joe. Do your job, Joe. I'm on your ass tonight, goddammit.
Hold on, let me make sure I open this other mic first. I'm going to try to get in touch with him now. Hold on. 571-2240, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm cooling right now.
Oh, Jarrell, step your ass out for work.
I knew that was coming. Ain't nobody tell you come on the mic. Hey, look, Bad Gogan go push any mic he want to push.
Hey,
How about that?
Goat eat bad. Ain't nothing but the goat bad. Ain't nothing but the bad about the goat bad.
Well, when I get
old
fresh, you be the. See, I'm trying to be old fresh
because you've been saying this the last 5 years.
See that I'm quiet, but you run your mouth.
If you quiet, stay quiet. If you can't,
but when
you can't
I do get old fresh, I'm on your motherfucking ass. How about that?
You can never be on my ass.
Mouth. Since you're the spokesman for everybody.
Ooh. Oh, Jarrell got us. Ooh.
But I'm back quiet. That's it.
That's the best thing for you to do.
That's it.
That's the best thing for you to do. But listen. Hey, listen, Joe. I'm going to go back in the gym because ain't nobody trying to get no smoke. Sammy, I got an arrow on your motherfucking ass. If you think them motherfuckers is running out of Afghanistan right now, I had you running out of goddamn Hawaii. You come fucking with me.
Now
back
on me. Oh, the man. Oh, Marcus.
Oh, man.
Marcus, you cold, boy. Lord have mercy.
Damn.
Hey, Kevin Hart.
I'm listening.
But listen, why do y'all say girl for keep from calling somebody a bitch? That's just a polite way of doing it?
It's very polite. And the Jersey boy started. That's what Raising Jason started calling me back when, and I just adopted it. We were going back and forth. He called me that, but he said it with love.
Okay.
And when we use it with. I know this is a big word for you, endearment. That's another big word. When we say you girl, and it's the way you say. You can't just say you girl. You got to put some feet, you girl. You got to carry that shit out. You feel me?
Okay. I feel you, and I want to thank you, you girl. Thank you.
Fat Albert, you can't use my own shit against me. But Fat Albert, you got a target on your fucking ass. When Mr. Peanut get hold of you, and I swear for the Lord, I'm coming next.
Listen, the only way you're going to get that target off, and this is one way, Fat Albert, the only way you're going to get it off, you know that crate challenge?
I want to see you do it first. If you come here first, I'll come right behind you. Yeah. Hey, Joe, see, I can do it. It won't affect me because every time I step up, the crate's going to sink in the ground. So I'm good.
Okay. I want to see you. Let's go for that part. I'm going to let it happen. Let's see that.
Hey, Joe, these guys don't know that Mount Vernon, man. Joe, I think
if they give Weeby a couple of shots, he would try it.
Man, let me tell everybody, that crate jump is no good, man. Somebody's going to end up breaking their neck. I'm telling you. We got something over here. The other day, the guy put up $500. They're going to call it the Olympics. They got the Crate Olympics over here. They're going to do it at the park. September 1st. Put up $500. They already got like six people talking about they're going to do it. The first one that get the $600.
The only guy that finished it was smoking weed.
She did it in high heels. Hey, Joe, open up Tricky Ricky Mike. Somebody just texted me.
Antoine, don't go nowhere now. Fuck him. Tricky Rick, your mic is open.
That's that motherfucking Nextel service, goddammit.
Chicken Ricky, that was somebody else. Okay, Conquer Cowboy, your mic is over. Chicken Ricky got to hit that one button, and I open his mic. Tell him just hit the one button.
Hit the one button.
He know how this works.
Hold up. And then Conquer Cowboy, I'm going to get right back to you. I just want to make sure so they get... I know they wanted to get him kind of racist, so just make sure I get him in. 202-2474, your mic is open.
Yeah, I had already hit the one button. I was in the queue. That's why I checked y'all.
Then it was out of queue because it wasn't. I would see the light. And the light was in.
Okay. I heard I was being Summers.
Oh, yeah, they said they got American Gangster looking for you.
Peanut.
From Mount Vernon.
Peanut.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Who else was looking for me? Somebody with a Malibu.
Kevin Hart, but I doubt it. That don't mean anything.
Now, don't put my name in shit because I ain't even running. I'm like you. I got oil pressure but can't do shit, so shut it up, girl. No, it was...
Girl.
Wait a minute. But there was somebody else, too, Joe, that was talking bad about the man.
He ain't shy. He been speaking his piece. He ain't shy. There you go.
Yeah, well, he another fan, too, so that's cool.
Motherfucker doing hair
like
braids, putting honey on top of men's hair. Man,
talk,
fuck him.
So I don't even know what you...
Man, ain't nobody worried about
so
you and your weak-ass shit, man.
And
just
else?
Come on here and lock this shit in so we get this money.
All right, well, shut the fuck up then. Peanut and who?
I ain't shutting shit up. Let's bet $200 on the side, you weak bitch.
Peanut and who?
That was the only one we heard of.
I know Peanut.
What does Peanut want to do? Because last time me and him had a conversation, I don't bet his kind of money. Now he wants to race me.
What's your kind of money?
Where you at, B?
I'm here.
No, he told me I don't bet his kind of money.
Well, what do you
so if I don't bet his kind of money, it wasn't no need of me calling his name. So why is he? What do you want to run me for now?
Things change. Kevin Hart just said he won't bet on me, so things change.
Yeah. I done had a fucking epiphany. I'm sorry, I was like, fuck them guys. But now, yeah, I got to ride with the team. So,
Joe, open Peanut mic. Let's let the owner.
Oh, the guy hit the one button. He ain't push the one button. Ain't no button. I ain't see nothing.
He come down on Rick's price. They can do it.
So Peanut hit the one button. All he did is press one time.
And Peanut, when you get on here, don't you start talking crazy and out your fucking mind because I'm going to jump shit real fucking fast.
Just go. Kevin, sound like you spread your name around up there now. What the fuck going on?
Well, you know they always got to go to the top when they want some wreck. Fat Albert brought me out talking about me and you, and like I said, I'm like Fat Albert. I got oil pressure and ain't doing shit with it.
I ain't said nothing about no trigger
Rick.
You
mentioned my name, girl. You said Malibu, and you said anyway.
You the only Malibu.
Listen, like I told Joe, and I let the world know, when I get back, a lot of these motherfuckers on here going to feel my, they going to know I'm back.
Yeah, you're going to be paying us.
Well, whatever you say.
Girl.
But you just keep that American Gangster off your ass. You keep breaking shit on purpose, and you safe.
I can't get Peanut on. He ain't push the one button.
Look on the side of the couch.
I'm going to break the motor next week, Kevin, okay? Is that good?
No, don't do that. This shit too costly. You ain't got to go that far. Just what's that word you use, Pee Wee? Make them just say Red Rock. I say No Moss. I like Roberto Duran's thing. No Moss. Just say that shit. We know how you feel. We'll move on.
Okay. Me speaking no English. Is that better?
You speak enough to get fucked up with your nasty tongue.
That's what she told me. Good God, all right.
Fat Albert, you've been down in Mount Vernon for a hot minute. You've been very vociferous with your tongue there, buddy.
I like that you knew, like you said on the front porch. I just start up shit, but I love it. Guys called on the back. Like, Joe, you don't even live in Mount Vernon. Hush.
My name is Joe. My name is always going to come up. But I've been on a hiatus, but it's going to end soon.
He told Walter Man something. So you Bobby Brown looking like motherfucker or some shit. Y'all know what he said.
But see, here's the thing with Mount Vernon. We got very few small blocks and small tires. Pee-wee's got, I guess, yeah, Pee-wee's running small tires now, but between, I got three cars, and they all big tires. Little Howie got big tires. Peanut, depending on what he's running, might have big tires. We got a guy who can shoot him, Austin. I mean, I can go down the list. There's like nine dudes that we can bring, and only two small blocks amongst the nine. I can go down the list.
You're doing a lot of talking.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if we come.
I see a lot of cars from up there, too.
No, you might take that opinion right about now, but if we ever get to a fucking track near you, we're going to show you what weak is.
Well, I like that. I love that talk. I love that. Hey, Kevin.
Are you
coming to North versus South? Your car going to be ready then?
Fat Albert, I ain't touched that car, and no.
Okay.
Hey, Joe. Pino want to lock in 200 on 2,000 or better for Sunday, and next Tuesday we'll lock in the time.
Who's that for, Pee Wee?
Pino versus Rick.
Oh, not Fat Albert, okay.
Well, Fat Albert ain't ready, so ain't no using.
Thank you, Pete. This girl.
Nah, I knew that. I just had to throw that low blow.
I like so that girl shit, man. Be quiet, girl.
Okay, well, off is on the table. There you go. You heard it from the American gangster. That was his thing.
Next Tuesday, we're locking the time.
I didn't hear shit.
I thought you said two.
How you coming? You on a big tire with Boss?
He coming with his Camaro, man. You know how it's set. It's always set the same way.
Nah, I don't know how it's set. I ain't seen it, so that's why I'm asking.
Big tie balls, man.
Big tie balls.
You said...
You said lock in the time when?
Next Tuesday. Still got one more week. Next Tuesday we lock in the time.
Hold on. Let me get back to doing that on Tuesday. When we do everything.
Yep.
So it's a clock, we do everything the same day.
All right, that'll work.
I'm in the middle of doing some, not at this moment, but I'm in the middle of some shit right now. So.
All right, so y'all lock in next week, you say?
Yeah, I can give you a definite Tuesday, next Tuesday. Right now, it wouldn't be good to say, but Tuesday.
Okay. All right, so we'll wait for the W next Tuesday. They can give a lock everything on at one time.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey,
sounds
Joe,
good.
Is Random going to have a golf course this Sunday? I mean, shit, next Sunday. Are they going to have golf carts out there, the field?
Yeah, they will. They will definitely have golf carts.
Okay. I told them, I didn't know.
You don't need a golf cart. You need to walk your big ass around that place.
Wait a minute, Kevin. People just text me and ask me if they're going to be golf carts. Kevin. Keep your mouth shut.
Hey, Rick. I mean, hey, Tricky Rick still in here?
Yeah, he is.
Hey, there.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I'm back. I had a phone call.
Hey, Rick, is Pressure got any oil pressure, or are you still on vacation or anything?
Does Pressure have pressure? Who is that?
This longest. This longest.
Does he have pressure? I mean, does he have oil pressure?
Yeah.
What inquiring line would like to know?
Me, myself.
What you trying to do?
I mean, I'm asking you, do you got oil pressure, obviously, because I'm trying to race.
Okay, I asked you what you trying to do. It ain't just difficult. What you trying to do?
Let's get to the easy part first. Do he got oil pressure?
Nigga, if I'm saying what you want to do, goddamn, just like tell me planetary. What you trying to do? Let's move on. What you trying to do?
Well, I mean, what you saying don't make no sense because the man trying to run you all ago, and you saying that you'll let him know. Hold on.
I can't hear with all that noise in the background. What you saying?
You welcome.
Listen, I'm asking, do pressure want summer sweet and low for Bridge Wars?
For Bridge Wars?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him today. I haven't talked to him today, so I don't know, you know, if he plan on bringing his car or what. But give me a second. I'll find out. So what's the race you want to do?
I mean, head up.
1/8 mile, 1/4 mile, you know how y'all got to get.
Honey,
y'all got to spend everything.
It's self-explanatory. It ain't got to be harder than what is.
Listen, head up 8 mile pro three, race ready by 6, 7 o'clock. 5 or 1,500 or better.
All right, I can get right back to you.
All right.
Hold on. Let me make sure I open this other mic right quick, you guys. (240-6753), your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on now? How's everything?
All right. A little under the weather, but I'm all right.
Okay.
Pressure got plenty of oil pressure. But I thought y'all fools kept always saying, y'all not fucking with TJ. Y'all not fucking with TJ. See how y'all keep going back and forth with shit?
Man, listen, man.
He said, hold on, so you said no, you said no. I'm all in. Okay, all right, you said he don't want to race. He said he won't race. Do you want to race or not? Y'all see where I'm coming from? He said, so hold on, so you said no, you said no. No, I'm all in. Okay, all right, you don't need to talk about it. It's no need to talk on the race. It's no need to talk on the race. You want to call it shit down the middle? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then I'm all in. Then what race? He said he won't race, then you want to stir shit up about that. Now, Joe and Fat Albert, y'all see where I'm coming from, right?
We need
whoever
a judge
got the noise in the background. Wait a minute. Whoever got the noise in the background, go on mute, man.
Little short motherfucker standing on crates lifting weights.
God damn.
And let's move on to the next motherfucker. I'm not gonna keep playing no games with no motherfucking women.
We need a judge because a lot of this is simplified. You know,
Long Island. Yeah. Did Sammy get back online? I thought we were gonna get that race relocked.
Let me see if I can reach out to him.
Hey, is Pee-wee still on the line?
Yeah.
Did he want to ride off the trailer or what?
Hello. Who's doing dishes?
What'd you say, Rick?
Does he want to run off the trailer?
If you say you're going to make a time next week, then we're going to make a time.
I'll tell you,
we'll decide next week. But most likely it'll be off the trailer.
I'm asking, does he want to run off the trailer?
Yes.
All right, we lock that in next week. We lock the time in next week.
See, now you just got a glimpse of how shit's supposed to go. Two people, he asked a question, the man answered the question. A man called somebody out, and like Fat Albert got at me. I said,
Fat
Albert,
shut up, Kevin.
I can't run you. Just say
bro.
That shit so we can move this shit on. Good report, Pee-wee. Everybody should take a page of that from you.
Oh, be quiet, girl. Hey, nobody is irrelevant.
Because y'all hold the show up on dumb shit. Motherfuckers say, hey, what you want to do when you act like you don't know what you want to do means.
Hey, why you saying I haven't opened my mouth?
Can we get Bobby on here, too? I know he said that he was going to let us know this week. So can we get
Bobby
on here?
Oh, yeah, Bobby. You know who got his number.
Hey, Marcus.
That Albert.
What's up, Rick? Hey, what cars y'all coming at with?
I really don't know. That's what we've been trying to figure out. As of yet, we don't know what's all coming.
Hey there, nephew.
How you doing?
Hi, Kevin. You
know, your presence has been requested on the Long Island Joe show.
Uh-oh. What did I do now?
What you saying shit you always do? Somebody called your name, and your presence has been requested. So if you call him, and I'm sure he'll put you in the queue.
All right.
Hey Rick,
I do know for sure that Lucifer is coming. Small block nice I mean, small block turbo car.
look for that number, Joe.
Okay.
I do know he coming.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure that one out. Say, oh shit. Lucifer.
Yeah, small block turbo LS car.
Yeah,
okay, hold on a second.
Might want to do something with Warfare, you know, get some rematch or something.
I can't go.
Rick, I seen a picture of your car, Rick. You went back to small tires? Well, that's an old picture.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said I seen a picture of your car. And it seemed to have small tires. You went back to small tires, or don't tip your hand.
Well,
it is.
Nah, I never.
So that's
I
an
never
old
really
picture.
Went back. I never really went back, but they on there now. That's not
okay.
That long ago.
Yeah, I was wondering. It could have been an old picture.
Sammy, your mic is open.
Anybody call my name?
I got him.
Man,
whoever asked him, there he is.
Dude, get his ass.
Hey, Sammy, you want to relock that race for Bridge Wars?
Huh? Bridge Wars?
Bigfoot, and Charlie Brown. You want to lock it in?
Not for Bridge Wars. I don't know if I'm going to be there or not.
Okay. All right, that's cool. I'm going back on mute.
Hey, Marcus, what were you saying to me a second ago, though?
Oh, I said Lucifer will be there.
No, what you say about Warfare Willie? I didn't hear what was your response when I said you might want to get your race back with Warfare Willie? What did you say? Because somebody else started talking.
I'll try that at another date with Warfare Willie, but as of right now, I decline on that.
Oh, okay. What about that car
Sammy
about?
Other dates. We got other dates.
Hold on, y'all. You said, what about Lucifer?
No, that wasn't the name of the car that you just mentioned to Sam. That Blue Nova.
I'm not interested with that.
But they said the same.
No, they really don't.
Big block. They really do. Both top gas. Big block streetcar. Matter of fact, Davey more. I'm pretty sure Warfare Willie car more of a streetcar than that Nova.
Well, I just told you I ain't interested with it.
That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Okay.
I'd rather race Sammy because we was already locked in. I mean, me and Sammy were locked.
Understood.
We can make another date. We have another date.
So, Sammy, so you're not coming to Bridgewater at all?
No, because everybody will be a Yellow Bull. Everybody knows that. I wish I was there. But that Labor Day weekend is Yellow Bull.
Oh, shit, that's when that is?
Oh, so you going to a class race, a race?
My God, my driver works on 7-8 index cars.
Okay.
He's not only a driver,
cool,
he's a
man.
Mechanic, build, and everything. But we got another date. After that date.
Okay, well, listen, we got one, too.
The following week.
We got one. We got one, too, the following week, September 19th at the beach. I'll accommodate
week,
you on that.
Sir. That's not the final week, sir. But I'm busy that weekend because I got to get ready for my event the final week.
Oh, okay. Well, damn, man, you just all booked up, ain't you?
I'm booked, but I'm free right after Yellow Bullet. Right after Yellow Bullet. I'll be running the OCO class.
What day? You say Yellow Bullet. I'm not running. I'm not racing at Yellow
Bullet.
Right
after Yellow
Bullet.
Right after Yellow Bullet. Following weekend after Yellow Bullet.
I'm not gonna race that following weekend after that because I'll be getting ready for the 19th, the Cousins Race of the World race.
All right.
Okay.
You be cooking all that? You gonna be cooking?
Joe gonna be cooking. Joe gonna be cooking.
Okay, Joe's gonna be cooking. So you don't have much.
Yeah,
well,
don't
I don't race that day. How the hell am I cook? I gotta get my wife up there for that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can take care of somebody. Take care of.
Hey, I know a date, y'all. I thought October 15th and 16th, North versus South.
I mean, that's a little ways away right now.
Yeah, I know. A little ways off,
But if we can make it, we can do it. We can do it. If we'll make it, if we can make that date, we can do it.
I know what I had to ask you, Joe. What's the date in September? Because there's two conflicting dates. Is it the 18th and the 25th or one or the other? A race in September.
September is one.
I don't know whose race that is on September. I'm not sure who that one is.
But I thought I seen somebody said the 25th, and they says, no, it's the 18th.
Is it the same or there's two dates?
Oh,
you got two different dates.
For the month of September, you got races back-to-back. You got Bridge Wars is that Sunday. The next Sunday is Cecil. The following Sunday is the Cousins versus the World. And I think the next weekend is Sammy's race. It's all back-to-back-to-back.
Okay. So they
I think that's Poop's races.
I think
I've
seen the 18th and the 25th.
Yeah, I think that might be Poop's race, if I'm not mistaken, the black and
red.
Oh, yeah,
Poop's has a race, too.
I think him and Sammy's the same day. Like.
And Sammy, yours is the 25th.
Yeah, right there?
No.
Mine is the 25th. Yes.
The 25th at Island.
Yeah.
I got to write this down. Island, the 25th.
Yeah, I think they got the same date from here, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Pook's race is on the 14th, they said, of September 15th.
I'm not sure. I got to look on Facebook and see. I know.
It's not September 14th. It's got to be September 18th because the 14th is Wednesday.
No, it can't be because it's at the beach, too, Pook's race, isn't it?
Yep. Pook's got a race out there, and then I think
the month of September, Joe. The month of September, you got on Saturdays. You got the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th. Those are the three dates in September on Saturday.
Sunday, you got
the 5th, 12th, 19th, and
25th.
Okay,
it's 2 days. Poop's Day is 2 days. He's got 2 days.
Not to talk about, but just the dates so you'll know in September. The Saturday dates are the 4th, 11th, the 18th, and the 25th. And the Sunday dates are the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th.
Everybody's a promoter now.
No, I didn't mean to. Because somebody just asked me about what race, and they got yours mixed up with something else. That's why I just asked that question, you know, about the which date it was for yours. Then, so now I know, the 25th, so I can get them back, let them know. All right.
Yeah, and then I think I'm not sure. I think First Light Joe got something going on one day, and then I think what's his name, Marcus Hatton and them. Danny Cox has got something going on. All that's in September. Everything's in September.
You got Rock's birthday bash on the 25th.
They don't need to hear all that fucking noise. We up here, they down at the bottom.
Joe, when is Marquise race? Because I thought somebody said they took it away, and they're not gonna be in BMP now.
He's in. They're doing the race over there at Colonial Beach, yeah. Matter of fact, I think his race is this week because I think he's running, those guys are running, Bobby Cole. Bobby Cole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's this weekend.
I know.
The playoffs are coming.
I know about that race this weekend.
I could be, you know.
Yeah, I'm a...
If you're going to trip, grab me my
Well, if you cooking,
no, that's
you would,
just
I mean,
going
I'm
there.
Well, I'm not gonna go like this though, just in case. Because if somebody starts walking,
they hear everything in the
background.
Hey, Joe. Always grab your napkins.
Not a goddamn thing. Hey, Joe.
Hold on. Let me find that mic. I gotta shut it down because they can hear that. All right. Did I get him? I got him.
Hey, Joe. You cooking on the 19th?
I guess I'm going to cook for it. I'll get something to cook up out there. I'll do it. I get my wife to cook
okay,
it.
Okay. I tell you what, Joe, we'll be side by side. I'm going to do a little something there at the track.
All right. Sounds good to me.
I'm going to do a little something.
Joe, if he cooked that pulled pork, you done lost. Joe, if he cooked that pulled pork,
hey.
You lost.
Hey, Fat Albert, I'm going to do, if everything go right for Ed Albert, I'm going to do 4 pork butts.
Hey, Sammy,
you
where your race at?
I do want to make a pork butt and show him something too now.
I can burn.
Hey, listen.
You had one pork butt.
I ain't give you the one that
pork
I really want you to ask, so be careful what you ask for.
No.
Look, I took a pork butt so good, the guy was over at my house, and then he called me up the next morning. You could ask my wife about it. He said, Joe, that damn turkey was slamming out there. And I was turkey. I ain't getting a turkey.
Okay.
He kept telling me, I said, man, that was pork. He said, man, I know what pork tastes like. I ain't ate pork in 12 years. I said, well, I'm just letting you know that was pork.
That was pork.
It was pork, for real. It was pork.
That's all.
I'll never forget that. Dickie had called me back then. Oh, hold on, y'all. Hold on, because the man, one of the men right here want to get this. Let me open up this mic. 516-7295, your mic is open.
That sound like me. Damn, boy. That sound like old 50,000. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, 55? All
right, damn, boy. If I had y'all right. hands, I'd throw mine in the river. Y'all talking about eating, you're talking about racing, you're talking about everything I want to do. What's good?
Yeah, hanging in there. Just trying to get you ready for the fifth. Everybody talking about racing, so we'll see what's going to go on.
Yeah,
this is the time they said they want to lock in. So, but now I know American Gangster. I guess you missed everything, but Mount Vernon has came together, and they said they're going to go on.
On behalf of
Ricky for
Fred
next Tuesday,
Albert bringing them together. Fred Albert brought them together.
They said they're going to hook Fat Albert up too. No, as soon as they see him, they probably all jump him at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to happen, Fat Albert. I guess I'll give you a golf cart right away so you can run right.
That one girl is on here. He ain't doing nothing.
Ah,
you sissy.
Like I said, a good run is better than a bad stand any day. I hate to see you get all knotted up. You know Dave's going to hold you down. Now, man, Dave's going to hold you first. Just hold on now. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics. 516-1578, your mic is open.
Oh, Joe, the president has entered. The president has entered.
All set.
Hey,
what up,
LeRon?
What up, cousin?
I know LeRon got his date on the 19th also. September 19th.
Hey, cousin. What's up, cousin? I got a message for you.
What's going on, cousin?
Listen.
What it is?
A man by the name of EP told me that if you got a race the 19th at the beach, he got to have you. He said he cannot let you come back up here. And goddamn it, he can't get some get back. He said he's sick of you.
Wait, well, you know what?
That's,
you know what I say, cousin? Tell EP, let's dance. And tell him we can slow dance, too. We ain't even got a fast dance. Tell him we can slow dance. Tell him we can hold hands. However he want to do it, he can have me.
Hey, bro. I mean, somebody sent EP a smoke signal, a pager, goddamn it. Hit him with the goddamn Batman, goddamn sonic action. Somebody tell EP he got action. I'm looking for him. My cousin looking for him. There's no other reason why he can't come in the house. Let's get it done, goddamn.
Hey, cousin, and tell him, you know what I do. He can shake down. I might come off the trip.
Huh? Come on, man.
He can
take
down.
I'll
come up
to
seven. Yeah,
I'll
come up to seven.
I'm telling you know right now, he's going to go on you. He wants you.
Please tell him, get him on the phone. He got one shake down, and I'll come up to seven. Because if I shake down, he's going to pay punk out. So I just got to get him out there.
Hold on, I got to make sure I let you guys know what he said now. I'm just telling you straight out because we was all on the phone together, me and Marcus and EP. He says he ain't going to be doing the driving probably, but he will take his car and run you. I'm going to let you know.
If he ain't driving, we go off the trailer. I was going to let him get a shakedown so he get used to his car. If he drive, tell him he get two shakedowns, maybe three.
Good God Almighty.
And I still come out the trailer. He get three shakedowns. Fuck it.
You such a bully.
So basically, hey, cousin.
Hold on. Can I tell you what's going to happen? Let me let you know what he did September 5th so he know. Yeah, September 5th, he going back at 10-5 Drew. He run the heads up. Then he got to tell you.
I mean anybody. If anybody like 10-5 Drew, please press 1, 2, 3, whatever number you want and amount you want to bet.
Oh yes.
And
oh,
if 10-5 Drew listening, I'm a bet on the gap. Ooh,
I bet on the gap.
Hold on, oh shit, hold up. You done made Mike jump all over the place. 201-9355, your mic is open. 201-9355, your mic is open. Who's that, Cliffy?
Yeah.
Is that Cliffy
over?
9355. 201-9355.
301 is a Maryland number.
Testing, damn it.
Oh, that's Cliffy, Joe. That's Cliffy, Joe. That's my man, Cliffy. Me and Cliffy.
Yeah, man,
how's everybody
doing? What's going on?
Whenever.
What's going on? What's going on?
What up, Cliffy? How you
ain't
feeling today, my
brother? I'm chilling, man, as usual, man. Blessed as usual, man. And looking for the next
blessing. That's what I'm talking
about. What up,
man? You got the whole – I'm telling you right now, and you're going to have some bets on that bet.
Clint, Joe, no. I'm willing to bet on the gap with me and 10-5 Drew.
Joe, who you taking on that race, Joe?
You know where I'm going. I'm going on the damn gap. You know I'm taking a gap. Cut that shit.
Wait,
you know
wait,
that,
wait,
man.
Wait,
well,
wait,
no, wait,
wait.
No,
well,
tell me
who.
No,
I mean, you taking
10-5
Drew, Joe? That's what you taking?
On the gap, you got $300. My bet is $300 on 10-5 Drew, okay?
I'm talking about me and you on the race. I like to bet you on the race.
I'm going on that gap, he said. How was that race? I'm going on that gap. He said, the gap. I'm going on the gap.
You gotta bet. Joe, you got to bet.
Joe, put me in with you, Joe. Put me in with you. I love it when they talk their way into some shit like that. I love it.
I take that damn gap. I ain't going to
bet.
Nah, hell no, I'm betting on the gap. He said he's going to gap me.
No, you said gap.
I don't want to bet on the race.
Because you said the gap. Why would we take a race when you said the gap?
I'm telling you.
But you know what?
He said gap.
We smart up here in New York. See, we let you talk your way into some shit. And trick bag, you done said it.
Hey, LeRon, go ahead and cancel that. LeRon, they can't get the gap bet unless they bet on the race. Go ahead and cancel that bet. They got to bet on the race.
I declined. You got to bet both.
He declined. Yeah.
No, he said the betting window was open. He said,
hold up. I'm going to bet both now, LeRon. Listen, I'm going to bet like this here. I'm going to bet 150 and 150. Bet.
All right, cool. That's a bet.
All right, 150, 150, I bet.
200 on the race, 150 on the gap.
Hey,
Joe, I said 150
on the
race, 150
on the gap.
Boy, Joe, they are some slick-talking motherfuckers out
hey,
there, boy.
Me and you bet. I bet with LeBron, 100 on the race, 100 on the gap.
You got to bet.
Bet. It's locked.
Yes, it's locked.
Is it Ron, is it bet? Is it a bet?
Anybody else?
Is it a bet with me and you, though?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
okay. Yes, that is a bet.
Okay, hold on, nigga, this button hit me up. It's a 973 number. 973-0060, your mic is open.
I take both them bets, 500, 500.
Okay.
Oh,
he's
going to take it. You scared him. Hey, yo, stop them motherfuckers from getting on that high post and talking all that shit.
What?
Hey, Joe.
It gotta be at least a thousand from you.
No. I said I like that bet. Y'all was talking fast. I was minding my. I wasn't even gonna push the button until y'all said that clear. Now,
I told you. You let them talk long enough, and they'll do the trick bag and shit themselves. But he said, what?
Hey, listen. I'm gonna tell y'all what. I'm taking all bets. Anybody else want to fucking bet? I promise you, it ain't gonna be the same. Anybody else?
I don't want to hear all that promises. I said I like both them bets.
Hey,
you said
it's a bet.
500,
do you want,
500.
Do you got some more money? Yes. I want $1,000.
Yes, I do. I just bet you
$1,000.
I just bet you
$1,000. $1,000 on a gap,
$1,000
on a race.
It's
your money I'm playing with. It's your money.
I know. You're not playing with. You're not. So I need a torch. You got a torch? I said,
yeah,
it's not my money, it's yours.
All New Jersey money. Anybody else?
Like a fire torch to heat up a bottle?
Did I hear EP?
Yeah, I'm in
here.
What's up? I need a light. I need a torch, like a blowtorch, like a fire torch.
You
EP. Yeah, what's up?
Is that my man, EP? You got a... Hey,
man. Yo, bro, you got your car junk in the slow. Your car is junk in the slow. Your car is junk in the slow. You escaped. Your car is junk in the slow.
You can put a propane tank on.
Man, you heard what I said. Your car is junk in the slow.
Hey, it looks good from behind, don't it?
Man, listen, bro. Your car is junk and it's slow.
That ass look good from behind, don't it?
Man, listen. That car is junk and it's slow.
Listen.
Bro, you sitting up here talking.
Listen here.
You retard.
I got a sip for you. I'm going
to
come off
you
the
was
track.
Supposed to call me.
You can stay.
You were supposed to call
listen.
Me. You said you was going to spot me. What?
EP,
I'm right here.
EP, you sound shaky. EP, you sound real shaky right now.
Shaky? Ain't nothing shaky about me. Nothing.
Well, lock in then. Lock in.
Ain't nothing shaky about me.
Lock in, shaky.
You shake down three times with your car, and I'm going to come off the trail on the 19th.
Man,
if you need more than
listen,
that, let me know.
I don't want no shakedown. I want to see what you say you was going to do.
Head up the trailer?
How you doing? You said you was gonna spot.
Hey, Fat Abby, you got them knee pads?
Uh-oh.
My knee pads? Oh, Lord, what that?
You said you was gonna spot it.
He's sounding like he's begging. You
sound
like he's begging. You got
the
knee pad.
Hey, hey, no. Hey, listen.
Hey, what are you talking about?
I need him to give him the
EP. What are you talking about? You say you was going to spot me. You ain't a man
in
your wife. That's all. Man, get excited for what?
Hey, cuz, fuck it. Spot him off the trailer. Give him the back tire off the trailer. Give him the back tire off the trailer. He got drive. He got drive.
Man, yeah, I take that.
Fuck him.
Uh-oh. Lock in, Tom.
I'll take that.
You got it. You
the
19th? Off the trailer. Hey, yes, sir. Yes, girl. Yo.
And we'll
get your pen and paper, Joe.
Hey, Joe, write this down.
Please do, Joe. EP got the back tire off the trailer.
Not the
spot versus the dirt.
I can't tell. It took you this long. I can't tell.
Hey, I'm
still on vacation spending y'all money. I'm coming on vacation.
Man, that little bit ass money. If you bragging about
that little bit ass money,
nigga.
Okay.
Who got a little bit of money?
I said that little bit ass money you won,
okay,
and you bragging
EP
about that?
I left
EP. Tell that man that money be on 4th Street poker table.
Maybe can't work.
Look, I don't understand, nigga. We gamble for that type of shit you talk about.
Fourth Street ain't gambling since we left Virginia. They ain't have a gambling table yet. We hit Fourth Street for $40,000. They ain't going nowhere.
And I guarantee you, they still ready to race.
They said in October. I'm ready now. They ain't ready. They said October. Now.
That's because LeBron ain't nobody chasing you right now.
Yeah, because they know LeBron. Y'all got to get that shit together. Fuck with me. Y'all thought y'all had something.
Man, that's
so,
true.
We can't.
I'm open up a couple of these mics because I think a couple of people still want to bet you. You said
you want that gap bet.
Yeah, they want that gap bet.
Please scan your ID when you're finished.
Can I back wave you on that gap bet?
Well, no, because he's giving him the back tire, so I'm going to call that off.
You want to call what off?
I'm giving EP. That's not the same race.
That's a different race.
Oh,
I'm talking about the Drew
race.
I like when homeboy. Hey, we gotta give it to LeBron. He graduated to the fucking century. He got his hands the fuck now.
No,
it ain't no secret. The man's doing his thing, but he's slow. He's slow. He's doing his thing, but he's slow.
Hey, Joe, did that race get locked in or what?
Hey,
that's locked, right?
All right, so hold on. Hey, LeBron, we gonna lock this in or what? What are we gonna do? Cause I gotta go talk.
Yes, sweetie, I like your.
Ain't nothing sweet about me. Ain't nothing sweet about me. You understand?
How much you on the race,
bro? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna let you pick a bet.
Hold up, we ran for 2,000 or better last time. You know what our pot went up to. You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
we
so,
do the
so
same
we're
race.
We're
running for 2,000 or better.
You got the back tire off the trailer. You got the back tire off the trailer
at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock at night.
Yep.
All right, and how much are we locking in?
We can lock in 5, 3, whatever you come with.
I know what you want to lock in.
Give me a number, EP.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Hold on,
you're talking over somebody. I can't hear what you. Let them finish their business first. Let them get their lock in together. And then
Hey, Joe. LeRon going to give me the back tie off the trail. Both of us got to come off the trail. He coming. You coming like you came before, though, right?
What you want me to change something?
No. Yeah, listen, you coming like you take. You coming with one carburetor out of the box and take.
Yep. On nitrous, yep.
Yeah, one carburetor out of box and take on nitrous.
Yep.
And I'm coming with my block. I'm coming with my small block on gas.
The same way we ran, you had one carburetor. Don't try to change up on me.
I ain't had no one carburetor. I never had one carburetor on my car.
Are you serious? That motherfucker slow with 2 hours.
Oh.
Joe Gray, what is one split considered? I'm just asking him a question. Stop running your mouth. You talking too fucking much.
We ain't got to explain
what?
Like that.
Hey, Joe and Fat Albert, what is one carburetor? What is one split carburetor?
One carburetor, just one.
Okay, thank you. I've told him I got all one right. carburetor, but it's split.
Hey.
It's a split dominant.
Split dominant.
What you got? We locked in. You come
that's
the same
one
way
carburetor.
We raced before. We locked in.
But that's one carburetor, right?
Yeah.
Is
EP,
that considered one carburetor?
In. That's locked.
The man said he lost. He good with it. He's a racist.
I don't care what you
got.
Hold on. Hey, EP, I'll tell you what. Since you talking greasy, how about me and you lock in an hour right after
Greasy. I'm talking like I talk.
No. Well, now, how about me and you lock in an hour behind you and LaRonda since you muggle that?
No, I'm gonna beat it. Cause if I drive, why would I lock in?
So,
I'm getting race. I'm getting through the kitchen sink. I'm getting.
You
lost your mind. Get the fuck out of here. I'm getting low. I'm getting through the kitchen sink at LaRon. I'm getting through the kitchen sink at LaRon. And if I blow something, then I gotta pay you a deposit.
Hold on. You got a break clause.
You know what I mean? I'll be there. The 19th, me and LaRon Locke. He's going to give me the back tire off the trip.
This man can only race one time in a year, in a day.
It don't matter what y'all say. It don't matter what y'all say. Y'all ain't going to make me move. Fuck out of here.
You weak, girl.
I'm far from weak. Joe, I got to get it off the trailer. And LaRon, what you unlocking, three or five? Fucking three. All right, so Joe, as soon as we get to the track, I got to give you 300.
Okay.
In your hand. All right?
Sound good.
All right, it's a lock. That's what it is.
Is it locked on your side now, LaRon?
Yeah, it's locked.
All right, it's a lock, man.
Spell it, LaRon.
Hold on. Let me make sure I open this mic because it was on your 516-3621. Your mic is open. Somebody got the background in there.
Hey, Fat Albert, I got a question for you,
yep.
Fat Albert.
Come on,
in the future. First of all, we got to give Butchie Woods a belated birthday shout out. Yesterday was his birthday. So
oh,
that's
birthday,
one thing.
Butcher.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah. I got another year. But Fat Albert, I hear like a lot of stuff with the DPs. Now, when somebody said he's trying to buy a race, I be hearing the DP joke. When we shake our asses together, would you be willing to put up $1,000 DP on three or better?
Yes.
And okay, because the only reason I say that, because where we come from, I can't do them $500 deep. And we, Jason and I was locking in basically that to go to Jersey. So some people is like, when you say I want to put up $1,000, they like, oh, you're trying to buy shit. But you don't have a problem with that?
No, that's not.
No, what
but
I
y'all don't know
have,
how many bridges, how many bridges
yeah,
and tunnels we got to come over to head your way, man. We,
I understand
we,
that. I understand
we,
that.
Okay.
When you said 1,000 on 5,000, that was
no, no. I said 1 on 3 because, like you said, pots
yeah, yeah.
tend to grow.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
And running down and me driving down all the way down there for $300, this big ass fucking truck I got, it's gonna burn that.
Well, that's why I understand why you did that shit, man, because you know how this shit goes. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Yeah,
right.
You're racing. I ain't gonna step on y'all. You're racing, but that's my motto on that shit. Because we come a
distance.
Yes, I understand that. See, it's easy for y'all because y'all ain't come across them bridges. Y'all are like flat going and not out of your seat hole.
Hey, Kev, I'm a truck driver. I know how to put tape on my license plate to make it look different.
I tell you, boss. I just wanted to touch base with you there.
Hey, Joe Gray, I know how to put black electric tape on mine, and she rocks.
Hey, somebody on speakerphone, we echoing.
Yeah.
All right, they got it.
Yeah,
but yeah,
hey,
Joe,
hey,
let me just open up a couple more of these mics because everybody hold on. 910-6970, your mic is open.
Yo, what up, OG? Hey, LaRon.
Oh, OG.
How are you, buddy? I won $2,000 on that race, LaRon.
Ooh,
you know what? $2,000 on that race. $1,000 on that race and $1,000 on that gas.
Ooh. I won $5,000 on me and you.
Huh?
I won $5,000 on me and you.
We're going to get to that, but I'm trying to cover this bet right here.
$1,000
on you and Drew, and $1,000 on that gas.
Trick bag. Told you what that mouth going to do to you, LaRon.
Lock.
Is locked?
Yes, sir.
Is that betting window still open?
OG, me and you locked in.
LaRon?
Is that
betting window still open?
Hey, I said me and OG.
Hello?
Yo, I got to go, man. I'll race lock. Hey, Joe, you got all our info, right? The 19th.
I got you.
Me and LaRon, I'm coming off this. We both coming off the trailer. He's going to give me the back tie. We got to be in the lane by 8 o'clock.
Yep, you got it.
All right. And if we decide to do it earlier, we could do it earlier?
That both got to just play it together.
LaRon, so if we want to do it earlier, because I ain't got no problem chopping your head off early. You dead, man. That slow-ass car you got.
Talk to him, gangster.
All right. That's what it is, man. I'll see y'all.
I tell you, EP, yeah. Don't you feel ready? We can race. Fuck you.
Huh? What'd you say?
Don't you feel like you're ready? We can race. Fuck you.
Okay, that's what it is. All right. You heard that, Joe, right? All right.
Joe, as a time put fuck EP whenever he's ready.
All right, that's what it is.
What's going on with OG Robin now?
Yeah, go ahead, Kev. Go ahead, Kev.
I got to ask EP this. You heard what he said, whatever you say. He didn't say whatever he said.
Yeah, whenever I'm ready.
He said whenever you ready. He didn't say whenever he ready. The play of words, that's that lawyer shit in me fucking with them peoples.
Hey, listen, when I come through that gate, I'm gonna be ready.
Yeah, because you could probably get your work on. You run at 8 o'clock off the trailer. Who the fuck you got
you
left to race?
Saying?
Your next race is gonna be 10?
You understand what I'm saying? When I come through that gate, I'm gonna be ready. Now, see, he put his foot in his mouth. He put his foot in his mouth. He said, as soon as I'm ready.
You're a dud, bro. You're a dud.
Man, your car is junk, bro. You escaped. Your car is junk. When I say you escaped, you escaped. Your car is junk. Your car is just like you. Hey, Kev, have you ever seen this Joker? Hey, Kev, you ever see how he look? You ever see this Joker? This Joker, he
don't
look.
I see how he
look. Hey, look.
Damn how he
look.
I see how he
look. You see how hey, look. You hold your finger up. That's this Joker. Skinny as a mug. Man, crack. He look straight like, he look like Gator from up. Man, fuck. I'm on your heels, cuz.
EP, I love you. Get off the phone.
All right. Hey, EP.
Yo.
Hey, EP. I got one question for you.
What up? Yeah, I'm here.
How come is it that when y'all North guys come down 95 and come down here towards Maryland, VNP area, y'all always get fucked up and go right back home with empty pockets?
Hey, listen. We don't have empty pockets now. We ain't no fool. We got to pay.
Okay.
We got to pay. We got to put fuel back in the motherfucking vehicles to come home. And
well,
especially if my wife, my wife and daughter with me, I got to see them. Y'all niggas must be crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's them niggas that is fools. The bet on them.
Hey, listen, me and Lotler just gave one of y'all in New Jersey a bus ticket the other way home the other week.
All right, well, that's what it is.
That's because you're Joe.
Hey, Joe, is anybody else on here from New Jersey that's looking for a race?
You got OG Bobby on here right now betting LaRon, I guess.
OG Bobby.
All right.
Yeah,
all right, y'all. Hey, Joe, we locked. That's what it is.
Got you. Okay,
all right,
I got
see
you.
Y'all on the 19th.
All right,
I'll see y'all on the 19th.
All right, EP.
LG Bobby, I love you too. We locked.
1,000 on Drew and 1,000 on the Gap?
Yes, sir. All
right. Now, what you were saying, Sweet and Low?
I said, is you ready yet?
Hey, Marcus, hold on. Watch this. You should take that 2,000 you want to bet and put the transmission in your car, not Gap.
Don't worry about that. I won't be betting if I didn't have a transmission right. Now, what you talking about, Marcus?
Your shit ain't never going to run.
I said, why you betting on a race when you could put that money in your transmission and run me?
Don't worry about my money in my car. What we talking about, race, me and you, Sweet and Low?
I'm saying, you want to get that race locked in?
What date? With your car, that brown car?
Yes.
When? What date are you talking about?
Wait. The 19th. We can even do something small, a little 2 on 1,000.
What is
it gonna
be at, Dan? Where
I give you 1 and 1.
What you said, Bobby?
I said, what we talking about doing is that?
The same day EP and LaRon racing.
I'll let you know. As soon as I get my person right, I'll let you know.
All
right,
yo,
I'm trying
cousin,
to have my car
down there. Cousin, he got 1 and 1. He coming to the track.
With what?
With my car.
I got 1 and 1.
I ran your
car?
With Lala. Oh, I ran you with the truck. Let's
hold on to that little note. That's all.
The truck will give you the back tire. That's how disrespectful I am. Small block.
All right, no problem. But look, let me help get close to my car, get done, and then I definitely lock your asses in.
You ain't locking nothing that week that you got.
Okay.
I'm going to donate. How much you need to get that dud ready? 770-6167.
Your mic is open. LaRon, is that a bet? Is the house still open for betting? The window ain't closed, Walter. The window ain't closed.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm covering all this. Y'all think it's a game.
Okay, LaRon. Okay, LaRon, what I'm going to do,
I'm going to bet $500 on that clear.
You got to bet both ways. You ain't here? Everybody
no, I ain't betting both ways. I'm just betting one way. I'm just betting on the clear.
You bet it off.
All right, no problem, no problem. Okay, I ain't got no problem with that.
Get Fat Albert. Fat Albert like it. Oh, Fat Albert, we had to bet both ways, too.
Hey, Joe.
See, Kevin,
Hold on. Hey, Joe. How he come in here talking
all that? Your bet got me the same way, too?
Now that everybody said bet, he got all these stipulations.
Hey, Fat Albert, your bet got me the same way?
Hold on.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hold on.
You said you covering all bets, and now they want to bet you, and now you got rules and regulations.
I just called for that with bluff, because I know he won't come back.
No, I just not bet you. That's what I'm doing, okay? Have a good day, sir.
No.
What would you say?
LeBron,
what
we do?
We'll
do 250. I ain't got a problem with that.
He had all these rules and
regulations
now.
LeBron, is that a bet? LeBron.
I mean, LeBron had a heart attack over there.
You got to watch what you say.
My tuna must not like you, so I'm not betting.
Hey, Joe, where the bad mouth crew went? They was betting with him. Me too. Man, I think they
are. Okay, Antoine,
where bet? Where Antoine at? Where Antoine?
Me too. Antoine? Me too, cousin. Me too, cousin.
Antoine?
They done jump shit.
Antoine don't want to answer, huh?
Cousin, Robbie, cousin. It's going to be... The divorcee.
Maybe they all get that way, pick the back, and they all fell out together.
Give me a minute, Joe. Give me a minute.
You got 10. Show's on
the backline. Look, they're on backline.
They're in conference.
Yeah, now you're back for that money, man.
Hey, Joe, I love it when your show takes these turns. When they get on here and start gaffing shit and the words that start coming out of mouth and us New Yorkers are sitting here and we're like, okay, we heard what we need to hear.
Hey, Joe. You heard me. I'm covering all bets. Y'all better come with enough money. I promise
that
I won't get the same
you
y'all paying for.
You can't cover all bets because you're declining bets.
Who I
declined,
Walter?
You declined the bet. You said I'm covering all bets. So you said you offered it. Now you want to make rules and regulations. That's not the same thing you said.
You just come with enough money so I can take it.
I can't come with enough because you got too much money. But
I know, and I tell you what, it's two races. He got to run the truck too, bet on that race. I like the truck. Ain't got nothing to do with the people that got race cars. I'm telling you, the truck got to run 10-5 Drew too on the 5th. I'm taking all bets. Now, start out, the truck got to run them, nitrous, the motor, and the liability got to run them. And the truck got to run them.
And you said the bank is closed. The betting window is closed.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir, Fat Albert.
I'm talking. Line lizard run 10-5 Drew. I'm betting on the race and the gap. Man, you got 100 on each one.
Correct.
We locked. I'll see
you.
You want me to spell it for you, Laurent?
I would take the 250 on the gap, and then I take the head up of the 250 when he run the truck.
You might not speak English. If you're going to bet on the gap with the car, you must bet both. Everybody I'm betting both. That's what I said in the beginning. I said that I would do
250, 250. I ain't no problem with that.
You just said 250 with the gap and then 250 with the truck. It's 250 with the same race.
Oh, you want it all on the same race. Oh, I would do it on the same race.
Okay, so 250 on the gap and 250 with the race with the car, right?
Wait a minute. Let's make sure we got it right now. Other words, it's a $500 bet. 250 with the gap and 250 head up. That's why we're doing it.
No, we're not. Yeah.
I'm fucking confused. Start over.
Line lizard versus 10-5 Drew. LeBron betting 250 that he beat him, and he betting 250 that he gapped him with lot losers. That's all need to be.
Right. Right. That's correct.
Okay.
That's a bet.
All right.
Lock.
See, y'all got too many cards. Lock lives like mine. He got a bunch of cards.
I'm betting on the Nova one. I'm betting on the Nova. The Nova race between Tim Patrick.
Yeah, that's lot.
Now, that's the Nova race. Anybody would like to bet with it on a truck?
What kind of crazy shit you giving up with the truck?
LeBron, that's a bet.
Well, I want to find out what crazy shit he's going
to
say with the truck. Go ahead, LeBron. You got the
LeBron,
bet.
I nigga knows that's a bet. LeBron, that a bet?
Walter trying to get a clear up. LeBron, is that a bet? Walter want to make sure.
Walter, I done bet 98 times.
Okay, no, some of them people are talking. I just want to make it clear.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, now let's get to the truck. So he's running two races. He's running the Nova, and he's racing his truck against Drew.
Yep.
Okay, how does the truck Drew race go?
Small block nitrous truck versus motor Malibu. Small block motor.
Small block nitrous. So they both small blocks. He's shooting, and Drew's running motor against the truck. Head up.
Head up.
And is he Joe? Still taking
LeBron,
the truck?
LeBron, I would take that bet. LeBron would take that bet. You let me look odds. I put up three and you put up five.
No, it's head up. The race head up. So why would I? Why would I?
But you're running nitrous though. But you're running nitrous.
So who probably?
Yeah, but he ain't running no nitrous.
Nova is too. Nova running nitrous.
So what now?
The Nova's running nitrous too.
The Nova will have nitrous on it too.
He had it the last time.
He had it last time. That's how they ran it over. 10-5 Drew did it last time, but this time he said he going to beat 10-5 Drew. He going to gap him.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Rick Bag. Rick Bag. That 250 don't sound too good now, do it?
No, it sounds good on my bet. I love my bet.
He's throwing gas away here like Halloween candy. Come on, kids, here's another bag.
Hey, with that Nova, I will, but the truck is head up.
Okay, I just asking.
I'm betting on a wind light with the truck.
All right, your cousins heard that. They can get back on here. They ain't got to stay on mute.
But his uncle on here, motherfucker. What you want? Well, I already got you, don't
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Ah, man. Hold up. I got to make sure. Who the heck is 910-6970. Your mic is open. Oh, you must have fell off. OG Bobby.
Hey, LeBron, I'm going to take a gamble on that truck with Drew. 500. Hello?
And you got another 1,000 on that too?
I said 500. I'm a gamble with that truck.
I'm gambling 1,000.
With Drew.
You got money.
500.
Fuck it, you got it. It's gonna be your money anyway.
I said 500.
It's a bet.
The bet?
Yeah.
I can't hear him. Noise in the background.
Hey, quite a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a bet.
All right. I'm back on mute.
Hey, Fat Al, but you girl, you writing all this down, sweetie? You writing this down, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm getting it, you girl.
Okay, just checking.
Hey,
fucking with LeBron, you got to get a new ink pen, man, because he takes up a lot of ink when he comes to the table. Jeez. I love his fucking gangster.
Hey, listen, and I'm going to tell y'all this. Every time somebody falls into my trap, what happens? I'm going back on mute. Trick bag.
Uh-oh. Yeah, sometimes you might trick yourself on that clear shit, but we'll see.
Nah, I don't never trick myself. I outsmart myself sometimes.
Well, call it what you want.
I'm sick of your mouth. Let's raise our bet. 200.
Hey, Kevin Hunt.
I'm good with that, Fat Albert. I'm good with that.
Okay,
I'm
Kevin,
good with that.
Hey, Kevin Hunt. 200
yes,
feet.
Yes, I'm listening. Hold on,
okay,
somebody
okay.
else talking to me. Fat Albert, give me a second. Yeah,
Kevin Hunt,
do that.
I wanted the show to go on for another hour. Are y'all doing the Pro Stock Joe clear or the regular clear?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
You
talking about that
clear
that extra 30
feet?
The
clear is the first car that touched the finish line, that's when you call it. It's not when they both cross the finish line. Hell no.
Thank you, Pete, for bringing that up.
It's not a nephew Pete clear? It's not a nephew Pete clear?
No, we're not doing that bullshit. Hell no. The clear is when the first car touched that beam, that's when it's called, right there.
But
okay,
clear is
good,
one man
good
for the clear is for one car length from the start line. I mean finish line. You gotta have a man one car in from the start from the finish line.
If LeBron gets the finish line first, he has to be one complete car ahead of the other car. It's not when they both go through the beams, no sir. It's when the first car goes through the beams.
You need a
that's
man
what you
on the start
it.
On the finish line.
Hey, yeah, hey, Brad
to count one car.
Brad Abbott,
so they can't. The one who's going to call the clear can't stand after the eighth. They have to stand a couple of feet back off before the eighth, right?
Look, Endicott gonna be there. He's gonna be there with his camera. He knows how to call it. We will call it that way. His camera will tell.
Who's gonna stand there? With
nah, nah. Y'all gotta get that shit straight now.
Well, they will.
The camera man call it.
He does all the clears from the DMV. He
calls
it all. He calls it all the time. He takes his camera, put it. Telling you, because we did it for my races.
He
stands there with the camera.
He calls all the clears.
He'll do the clear, and then he'll come to the DP man and show the DP man the camera, and it will validate who got cleared and who didn't.
That's right.
So you saying he gonna be one car left in for the start from the finish line? The call clear.
Yeah.
So that's how we call
it.
Yeah.
Well. Yes.
That's how you. That's how you do it.
Whoever car touched
the
line first.
He put his camera one car back on that thing or something.
Hey.
And let it shoot straight
on his tripod. He put it on his tripod.
Y'all sitting over here arguing. Whoever had the 330 gonna see is gonna be a fucking gat when I go to high gear. Hey, y'all sitting there arguing.
Good lord.
Y'all see what I did to. Hey, Joe, you remember what I did to Presser? And you thought Presser was going to get me? I'm going back on mute.
Oh, I have
He's a rough one.
Well,
I guess if
LeBron was on Willie Dog Show, he'd get the bully of the week.
I don't want to be no bully. I just like racing. But I'm going to tell y'all this. When we lead together and I go to high gear, y'all going to see the separation.
Kevin, is that a bet with me and you two apiece?
How many fucking? I know, girl, you flunked out of kindergarten,
no,
but goddamn.
Hold on, you told me to hold on, Kevin. You said hold
okay,
on,
well,
hold on.
Hey, listen, I know you had to get out of fourth grade. They had to burn the fucking school down because you was like 19. L O C K E D.
Thank you, girl.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Hey, Fat Albert, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking after I shake down, they might pay Punk out.
Oh, we didn't have that clause in there. Nothing mentioned about Punk out.
Hey, LeBron, you thought that tune-up I gave you at Lion Savers and Bell? Watch what I put in that song, bitch, this time.
Hey, if I don't watch this, I think that mother going to go on the bumper.
I think you just fucked up letting him rinse your car when he can't get converter bolts out his shit.
Hey, listen, LeBron,
my money only if y'all run. Not, I ain't got nothing to do with Punk out paying Punk out.
Listen, you're the only person sipping that. Well, I know it's if we run.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But I tell you what, Fat Albert, what's that word? Trick bag.
Trick bag.
We had him pumping his fucking brakes for a minute, though. He started thinking about that shit when that betting window.
No, I wasn't. I was inside the restaurant, so I had the phone on mute because it was loud, so I sat outside. I can talk my shit now. I'm still covering bets with the truck and the car. Now, my mic is open for anybody else who got any more money that they're willing to donate to us. Let me know. Mm. My mic is open.
Mm. Willie,
and it goes with the clears. You betting both ways on the wind light, and you got to bet both ways. We got
yes,
that.
Yes.
Willie.
Okay. I understand that.
Hey,
I understand it.
And if we was on Willie Dog Show, Devin Hunt would be the thot, the Lamont Stafford, and the jackass. Girl.
Shouldn't you be wrenching something right about now, Fat Albert?
Because
Mr. Peanut and that American Gangster got a bullseye on your big ass.
I'm wrenching the steering wheel right about now.
Okay.
Hey, Fat Albert, they thought they seen a high gear. Wait till they see this bottom end when that bit leave at MIR. Tell everybody they cannot off if the rates go down. Nobody can off their bet. The bet is locked longer the rates go down. You cannot say off for nothing.
How could you off a bet that's locked anyway? If you lock the bet,
you got to bet the way the deposit goes.
You got some people who will say, nah. Bet off. I'm not off in no fucking bet. The rates is going down.
Well, you ain't supposed
no,
to.
No, no. Give me a and you make. Mine, as long as y'all run, mine's a bet.
All right, Walter, thank you. Send me your address so I can see your thank you card in advance.
Just send him his money in advance.
Oh, you want Walter to pay me in advance? I mean, he can't.
No, I said just send him his money in advance.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm going to give him a thank you card.
Well, you had a hell of a year. You should have a long fucking Christmas list of thank yous.
I mean, LeRon, most likely before you run, I might better know 500 against that truck. But I will let you know next
week.
Don't
say Mike. Don't say Mike. Just do it. Don't say Mike. I don't like
no,
Mike.
No, because I don't know nothing about that particular race. I had to really
why not? It's a car versus a truck. It's a car versus a truck. Head up, motor, like.
What I don't know what kind of truck we got, though. That's the whole thing. Nothing about the truck.
Everybody, you seen that pickup truck down there? You seen the truck at Echo? That black Bowaki truck, you seen it at Echo?
I probably ain't paying no mind. Paul's so slow, I ain't paying no mind.
Come on.
That's a good race for Dwight.
I didn't pay the truck no mind.
Oh, that's good. So bet 500.
That's a good race for the Silverado Malibu.
What Malibu?
Walter's son's Malibu, the silver one.
Man, they not fucking coming out there with that fucking dud.
Good Lord. My fault.
Now, LeRon, just because you said
tell
that.
Your son lock in.
LeRon,
tell
just because you said
in.
That, it's $500 bet on that, too. I'm going to take Drew. So you got $500.
I like that. I like that. Hey, I tell you what. You can get $3,000 out of me. You get your son to lock.
No. $500. We got that.
$500. All right. We locked in.
Matter of fact, Joe, what I'm going to do, Joe.
I'm going to call you, Joe.
I'm just sending your Cash App. And by Friday, I'm going to see my whole $1,000. Keith ain't there.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Sounds good.
All you got to do is pick my money up from him and hold it. And I tell you how to get it back to
hey,
you.
Hey, I tell you what, y'all just call me Santa. I swear, y'all about to give me all types of gifts. I love y'all. My kids gonna love y'all. I tell you, my kids gonna love y'all.
You waiting to work here?
Anybody else? Is there anybody else?
There's always next week.
They ask, are you waiting to work here that day?
Anybody else like EP? Damn.
Now, LeRon, no my race is only if both my bets is only if they run. No, I'm just letting them know.
Oh, Lord.
Lord
have
it. No. You can say a little bit. I'll get my stuff straight. My bets only if they run on both races.
Walter, I understand your stiff. You said that already. It's only if we go down together. That's the only way. I got you. I understand.
Right.
Now, do you like EP?
No, I ain't a bit on that.
Okay. What would it take for your son to come out there?
No, he won't be. No, he won't be there. I can tell you that he ain't gonna be there.
He ain't gotta be there. What would it take for that car to be there? He ain't gotta be there.
No, I'm saying he's not even gonna be. He's not even gonna be at the race period, so I won't be there.
Yeah, I keep that dud tucked away too.
God damn, he disrespectful.
Good Lord. Y'all better not. Hey, Walter, if y'all find out y'all at any track with that fucking car, I'm coming.
Huh?
If I find out y'all at any track with that fucking car,
he's going to be at Sammy's show.
Lock in. Fuck that. I will lock in. Fuck that. Lock in.
I don't know if we'll be at Sammy's show or not, be honest with you. I don't know that. I don't know nothing about that.
So why are Big Dave house? Big Dave, hit the one button. Put Hollywood on the phone.
You are now in the host queue. Yeah, what's up?
Where, Hollywood on the porch?
Nah, but I let me call him right quick. Let me call him.
Oh, ain't Walt on here? Walt can lock it in. Shit.
Right now, Walt don't even know if he can be up. Really, Walt don't even know if he can be up there.
Oh.
Nah, he backpedaling for Walt.
Right now, Walt's wife is sick and stuff, so he don't know if he's going to be up there.
Okay. Yeah, that's understandable. Tell him, let her get better first, and then he come out there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We'll wait until that, you know.
Yeah, I ain't going to talk shit to him no more. I'll wait. All right, the wait is over. Tell him, let me know a date. Joe,
man,
I love your show, Joe. I love your
mighty
show,
good
Joe.
Coffee. Mighty good coffee.
I guess somebody else can call for 704-6149. Your mic is open.
Oh, that sounds like Charlotte, North Carolina. 704.
What's going on, Joe?
It's Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hello, Jay.
Yeah, Sean, I thought
nothing.
It was 704.
LaRon said ain't nobody going to want to bet if he shake down. He can't shake down. He's coming off the trailer.
Why can't I shake down?
Because you're coming off the trailer.
Not with Drew, I ain't.
You're coming off the trailer with EP.
EP? I sure am. I sure
yo.
Am.
Yeah, you
he
say he's giving Warwar power of attorney. Wawa, whatever Wawa say, go.
Okay. He said whatever Wawa say, go. So Wawa got to wait till his wife gets better.
If you listen to it, I said I'm betting after I shake down, before I shake down with Drew, they probably pay off with the car and want to run the truck.
Shakedown, huh?
What?
You think Drew and them gonna pay off?
After they see my shakedown, see me leave off that shit? Hell yeah.
Shit, you so confident. You should be sitting in the lounge at the line then.
It'll be interesting. But I'm gonna let everybody come in for about 10 minutes, and then I gotta shut down because I gotta run over to my mom's, make sure she's all right, get everything going. So anybody else looking for some action for right now?
Ain't no fucking action left.
I know they're going back and forth. Everybody know that Jeff Rogers is gonna probably take 1-1 from Income with the 44 ball.
I was just told that Cassius Clay and Hannibal got locked in.
Yeah, Ricky Fox all of a sudden seemed like he wanted to come around, I guess, because everybody was telling him he gone down. He was talking about going all the way down to Alabama to run, and he wasn't going to do it over here, and now he decided to do it here. And, so...
I mean, what better way? Why, if you both from the same town and you want to turn around, why not do it right here, let their home fans see it? So
right.
That's what happened.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Before you go, is there anything on Fat Albert car that's working? The rear broke, the flywheel, the converter, boat.
The hood scoop worked.
And your big fucking mouth thing never stopped working.
The hood scoop.
I know Denver got an O'Reilly. I know it's O'Reilly in that era. He can go
flywheel. Yeah, it got advanced auto too.
Hey, Walter, since Tina called him out, that motherfucker ain't trying to get shit fixed. He waiting on me.
I heard
that. Yes, you're right. I'm waiting on you. You're exactly right. Good report, girl. Good report.
Oh, man.
Okay, Pee-wee, is there anything else you want to ask? I'd be glad to answer it. Anything else?
That was Dave.
Y'all, look, one thing I say about y'all Mount Vernon motherfuckers, y'all do sound just alike. God damn. Well, Dave, I'm sorry, Pee-wee. Dave, is there anything else you want to ask while you're on the front porch?
Nope.
Waiting for somebody
nope,
to change
nope.
your depends?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and get your depends changed, and I'll talk to you
you're
later.
You're going to hell.
I'm gonna come on the golf cart at the track. I'm going to stand up, I'm going to open my zipper and pee right on your leg like a little dog.
Oh, Lord. Can we take a drink afterwards?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Corn liquor?
Of course.
Yeah. Corn liquor?
I'm going to have it there for you because you're going to need something to calm your fucking ass down.
Why did y'all have him on the porch? Well, he talks so goddamn much when nobody even talking to him.
Because that's what I do. That's what bosses do.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Fat Albert, you do know that I'm running you with my Camaro, correct?
Hey, wait a minute. I just thought about something. Dave,
what?
I'm sorry. I just thought about something. I apologize, Dave. I just thought about something.
After somebody text you.
No, it just popped in my head. It just popped in my head.
What are you apologizing for?
I just thought of my bad.
Nah, it ain't your bad. You meant what you said.
Yeah, but I didn't even know that. Damn.
Well, I don't wear depends, so I'm not offended because I don't wear depends.
Okay. Well, we good.
Yeah,
anyway.
We good.
Yeah, we good.
So you the one that don't wear them damn pants flat out?
Hey. Do I got the right name right? Do I got anybody name right? Is that Butchie?
Yeah.
Okay. I can talk. I talk about you, motherfucker. You.
Fat Albert, I gotta admit, all that Mount Vernon talk, you done made me come around. You done made me.
Well, see, my job is done, Kevin. I did that to get y'all to get out. See, I got the fire
What you did was you made us come together for a common goal to get at your ass.
Well, see, I like to see a family come together, a group of individuals that was only 4 miles long and 4 miles wide, and y'all would come together.
Nope,
it's 4 square miles.
It's 4 square miles.
Yes, 4 square miles.
If you went to school, that's 1 mile each way. You uneducated.
Well, you can call me. Whatever. I know. Hey. I don't know square miles. I know how many miles I drive. That's the only miles I know.
What are you in need of over there to get that motherfucking Camaro done? Because I hired a Pony Express. We'll put that shit on the stagecoach, and it'll get there before you get that shit.
You gonna need a 44-foot long trailer. All the shit he needs.
Yeah, all the shit you know. Make it a 53-foot trailer. Don't nobody pull. We pull 53-foot trailers. Could you make it a 53-foot?
A month ago, he was just about ready. All he needed was a flywheel.
Yep. And we put the drive shaft in, and then we realized, and we turned around our hands, and
The rear fender, you don't
see them. He took a hammer to the rear, did everything.
We did. We took a chisel. It was a chisel. It was a chisel.
And Dave, ain't that a coinky dinky after Peanut called his ass out that he just started finding broke shit?
Every time
he opened the garage,
Hey, Kevin, when I get home,
Kevin, I wonder if Walter called him out for the fourth, would he race?
No. He don't listen. No. He don't want that. So he's a nice guy. What he realized tonight is why this girl talking.
I don't even know why this girl talking.
Because I got as much oil pressure as you got, and my oil pressure is sitting on the engine stand looking at my shit.
Hold on. Who ain't been out this year?
Walter, nobody said. I didn't even say your name. So why is you even in this conversation?
Then apologize anyway.
I didn't say you called my name.
So I'm talking to Kevin, and why is you cutting that time of who I'm saying? Me and Kevin was talking.
I wasn't saying
because Walter said he got oil pressure. That's why he's talking.
I'm glad Walter got oil pressure. I'm happy for him. I really am.
Next statement. Walter got him on the shit.
Yeah, got me on the show.
Fat Albert.
Well, we all know that. Yes, girl.
I don't like your motherfucking ass, but I love you, girl. What you done did was you done got all these big tire cars from Mount Vernon getting ready to do some ungodly shit to you, girl. You gonna grow up real fast. You'll learn today, fucking with the Vernon, with these big tires. Now small tires.
The only thing that came out of Mount Vernon was Heavy D, and I miss him. I miss him today. Good rapper. That's the only thing that ever came out of Mount Vernon.
Hey, Dave. Yo, what I would do right now, if Fat Albert ready to run the same day Long Ron to run, I'd take White Cut and run him here the fuck up.
I would never run Long Ron. I would love to hear yourself talk.
Lock it in. Lock it in 1,003. I'd take that Silverado and run your head the fuck up. On the same day.
Run the Malibu against the devil.
You just been pumped, girl. Now, it's hard sitting there and being quiet, huh? That's right, Walter.
You're going to take the small tire car and run your head up.
Hey, Kevin, what color is your pom-pom?
Any color. They rainbow colored, you motherfucker, if you really want to know.
I can't find out. You ain't tell me. Hold on, Fat Albert. That man just called you out with the Malibu.
Burgundy and gold. That's what color.
He got run the same day the wrong run, though. Run that same day.
And you take that Malibu and go on you.
And go on you. Fucking with Mount Vernon. You'll learn it. Girl.
1-3. Off the trail. Nobody make a pass.
You see what he did to Rambo, and you can't fuck with Rambo. Hello? Hello? Damn. Did the show go off?
No.
We running at that same track for that 3,000. I ain't changed my mind. This shit weak.
Oh no. Oh yeah, man, you definitely gonna run. I mean, if we can run somewhere else, you can get something. But we definitely gonna run. We run more than that 3,000. I don't want nothing.
I want head up.
Okay. Oh no, man, you definitely gonna run. That's a definite. I promise you that.
I got $100. Say LeBron don't run.
Please take that bet. I bet it.
LeBron just going to run because you said he ain't. I see how he is.
Listen, hold on. LeBron,
I,
I got a couple of years in college, and I took a couple of psychology courses, and that motherfucker, he's in that book.
I got $20. Tricky Ricky don't lock in next week.
Oh, LeRon, hold on, LeRon. You saying that you will run me the same day you gonna run? Oh, I see that running Alabama.
No. We said we running
the
Alabama Phoenix City off the
track. Okay, I just want to make sure. I heard it right. That's all.
Oh, you go to a different track and everything in drag racing.
No, I ain't getting all that. Yeah, I might give you the money too.
Why not? You fast.
I might give you the money too.
All right, you guys are all with great clothes. What up with y'all? But I guess we'll wait till next Tuesday. We'll see if Tricky Nicky gonna rock in.
Joe.
Hold on. I'm gonna take that $20 bet. I'm gonna take that $20 bet. Who made that $20 bet?
It's a lot. Nick Peewee. It's a lot.
Hey, hold up, Fat Albert.
Okay.
Fat Albert. So, okay. We've already been on the phone, so instead of him telling the whole motherfucking story, he want to come on here and try to get a sucker bet, right? So, we're going to put it out. I'm going to put it out in the public.
Joe, put Rick on mute.
Nah, fuck that. Don't mute me.
On mute.
Head up
Joe,
here.
Joe, put
the
Rick on mute.
512,000 or better. The motherfucker told me no.
Uh-oh.
He said, listen what he said, Fat Albert. He said, head up with the clear.
Oh.
He wants the clear.
Why did I say the clear? Do you want me to put that out there or you want to keep that private?
See, that's why I don't like messing with you. Next race, we don't have to race. We don't even have to talk no more. That's why racing
fucked
up today.
It wasn't nothing about to put out there. That's why I talked to you in private, but you want to come on here live and say some old
Grammy
shit.
I wasn't
going to
take Fat Albert little 20-ass stinking dollars.
Nah,
I'm trying to let Joe keep the show
going. That's not how you do shit, man. That's not how you do shit. I don't care which way you want to play that. That ain't how you do shit.
Well, we don't have to talk no more. We don't even have to talk racing no more. Thank you.
I think Ricky knows something that's going on.
Yeah, I do know something.
This
is gonna take a lot longer to make me push the fuck it button. But I like to do the race. So let's do the race like that. What's the issue?
Move on. I don't want to talk to him no more. Move on. Next subject. We ain't got to talk about racing no more. Never. Thank you. Next
okay.
Person.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, hell no.
Ricky got the tea on some shit. He don't think he got the tea on some
shit.
You
and Van Jumbo,
that's how people get punched in the mouth.
Mm. Hey, well, if y'all want to do some motherfucking punching, then do what you got to do. This conversation ain't fucking. We're gonna kill that noise right there.
I told him we don't talk no more. You don't exist to us no more, so it's over with. Why are you talking to me?
Well, I never existed from the last motherfucking conversation, so I'm not understanding
good,
why you called me.
Okay, all right, good.
It's over.
You talking to the fucking
you
want
to talk about it,
it's over.
It's over.
Nah,
next
fuck
subject.
Me, fuck it, Ben. Over.
Do you want to race with your car?
We will never race you, dude. So stop talking to me. I don't want to. You don't exist
Rick,
to me no more.
The fuck you talking
thank you.
About,
oh,
man?
No,
so don't call me with
that
fucking shit like that. Talking about some.
Butch,
man, whatever, bro.
Butch, how you doing, Butch? Butch, how the weather down there, man?
Oh, man.
How the weather?
My friend got bitch down.
How you doing, Butch?
You talking about
y'all
motherfuckers
calling me out talking about two motherfucking cars on the show. Then I tell a motherfucker race with one car, and you talking, but you don't want to do shit with your own car, and you
don't
already lost to me.
How you doing, Butch? How you doing, Butch?
Yeah, you better know right. How you doing, Butch.
How's the married life? How's the married life, Butch?
Fat Albert?
Yeah.
You know what? I got something for you. Sweet. You get your car ready by September
Sammy, I don't want to hear nothing about Sawyer. That's not even important. I want to get back to punching in the mouth. I want to get back to punching in the mouth. I'm down for that shit. I'm down for that shit. I'm down for that.
Let me hit you in your fucking mouth.
Kevin, when I see you, I'm going to hit you in your mouth, girl.
I'm going to make you fix your rear end real quick. Fat Albert, I'm going to make you fix your rear end quick. Look,
okay,
listen to me.
Go ahead.
Look, I'll come on the 19th. You get your Camaro ready. That motivate you. I'll come with an all-steel car, roll up and down windows, and cut your ass. As a matter of fact,
okay,
I'm going to give you the back tire.
Okay, I appreciate
Sammy,
it. I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
I don't mean no harm, Sammy, but
right.
You just dull the fuck out the moment.
Yeah,
you
for
really,
real. Nobody cares about that.
Idea.
I'm getting back to the other thing. Yeah. Now we taking it to the level. Yes.
Is this a race
That's
show?
That's right. It was. I thought
all
it was, but somebody came to the level.
I don't want to hear that level.
You probably won the host. You should be trying to calm it down.
That man said out of his mouth. It was all fine and dandy. The man said back 20 that Ricky wouldn't die. I said, okay, I'll take it. Then when Rick come on here, and everything went south. Then he said, well, this is the shit that people get punched in the mouth. So if you're going to make a comment like that on this show, the man responded. Don't get quiet now.
But Ricky said some shit that ain't nobody knew about but him. Him and
I didn't say a motherfucking thing.
He didn't
what did
say
I say
anything.
That nobody
he
know
didn't
about?
Say.
He shouldn't have came on there and said bet $20 a man ain't going to race.
Well, what the hell is $20?
You
right.
open a can of worms up for what?
What is $20, man?
It ain't the $20. It's not the $20.
Hold it. What did he say? Rick didn't say anything about the man.
Yeah, please tell me what I said.
Out of his feelings and went the other way.
All steel.
Apparently, Pee Wee knew what the hell it was.
On the 19th.
Hold up. Everybody. I said to y'all, I said out loud on here, I said me and him been on the back line. So since he want to tell what he's telling, only telling part of it, do he want to tell the rest of the motherfucking story as to why I said the head up clear? He said that's what motherfuckers get punched in the mouth for.
That's why he got mad.
I'll
take
the head up.
Anyway.
So, hold up. But I want to explain this. Cliffy, this is what I'm saying to you. This conversation ain't shit new. I done said this to them before because I know what I know. You follow what I'm saying?
Okay.
So why are you lying?
Wait a minute.
Why did you say you was going to lock his head up next Tuesday? Didn't you say that?
I didn't say nothing about head up. I said we're locking the head up.
Damn, it's over.
Well, I wasn't even fucking talking to you. I was explaining to the other man on the phone.
It's over.
So you
talking to me now.
It's
over with. Go ahead, Cliff. Finish talking to him, Cliff.
Be nosy now like Fat Albert and find out what the fuck goes on.
It would have been nice if y'all could stick to your Tuesday plan. It would have been nice. It still would be nice if y'all could stick to your Tuesday plan.
What do you say, Cliff?
Somebody got some background noise.
It would be nice if they could stick to their Tuesday plan. And Albert, next time somebody talk like that, damn it, as a host, you better put some water on that fire. You better get your water hose, man.
What the fuck needed water on it? There was no water needed nowhere.
All I said to the man was
the head up clear. His money.
He pushed your button.
Off the trailer.
He pushed your button for $20. He pushed your button for $20 and you fell for it.
He pushed his button for $20.
Okay, Cliff. If he pushed his button for $20, then you talking about he fell for it. Well, what did he do when he came out of his mouth? Somebody gonna get punched in the mouth. Why was that brought up?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. There you go, Lauren. I said that's
sense.
Why people get punched in the mouth. I did not say
that's
I was gonna punch him in the mouth. Get this.
He did say that. He did say that's how people get,
I said that's
get,
why people get punched in the mouth. Listen to what the fuck I said. Don't put no words in my mouth.
Whatever was said, them two know what's going on and nobody else does. They know what they're talking about. So all you can do is guess.
Man came on here and said what he should. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out when did Rich tell us something about his car. He never said nothing about the man car.
Damn, Pee-wee, if you didn't say that, now you done got Fat Albert all shook. You done lost that motherfucker.
No, I'm talking to Cliff. I'm talking to Cliff. Cliff said he shouldn't have came in and said that about the man car. What did he say?
No,
I'm still trying to figure
out. No, it sounded like he was about to say something, but whatever he was about to say, only him and Pee-wee know what
was going on. I wasn't about to say
shit. He wasn't saying it.
All right, well,
now I'm worried about we done lost Fat Albert.
Because that's what I said. The conversation was already being had on the back line.
Listen, all that other shit we understand, but I'm just worried now. We done Fat Albert scary ass. We done lost Fat Albert now. Because he gonna start overthinking shit.
No, I ain't now.
Is y'all two still on for next Tuesday?
We ain't gonna lose Fat Albert because we gonna call out one of his other boys, but it ain't gonna be right now.
There you go. Because you know right now, scary-ass Fat Albert, he don't know what's going on, but he going to do some investigative reporting
and
try to find some shit out.
You know what? And irrelevant Kevin still talking.
I got
all
you right, all
the
questions to you, buddy.
914-8909. Your mic is open.
Okay, you got Mr. Peanut.
What's Tricky Ricky? What's going on?
Seven.
Hey, Rick, what's going on? Appreciate it. Much respect, man. Hey, no, much respect. I hear you talking. You said you want to clear?
Head up clear.
All right, you got it. You are
in
the
lane of eight.
You
I'm
are
not
the
on
money.
No money. 512,000.
Head up. No, head up. You got to clear. We'll run for $5,000. We're going to put the 5,000
you
don't
want
to race. So the positive is the part, right?
Just say you don't want to race.
Listen,
you already told me before that I don't race for your money. So now you're talking about you go from 5 on 2,000 to saying 5,000.
But I'm spotting you.
I'm not racing you for 5,000.
But I'm spotting you.
No. So it's just better for you to just do the same thing Pee-wee said. Was no, y'all don't want to entertain me. It wasn't to be seen.
If I'm gonna spot you, you gotta give me something. I gotta get something out of it. If I'm spotting you, I gotta get something out of it.
I'm gonna give you the ass whooping that you're looking for.
And I'll take it as long as you give me the odds on the money.
Okay. You bet 2,000, I bet 1,500.
Ricky. Listen, for all you guys, because last week I was on here, for all you guys, we gotta come out of New York.
I wasn't on here last
coming
week.
Coming out of New York. Listen, coming out of New York, I spent $1,500 to get down there.
Okay, but
so
you coming to the race, though, right? Were you coming to the race, or you were just coming to race me? Let's get that understood.
No, I'm coming to race you.
Okay. So you wasn't coming to the race, so y'all just decided today to call the show to try to lock me in after telling me I don't race for your kind of money.
We thought Fat Albert was going to be ready, but he found another problem, so he wasn't.
Oh, so I got brought up because Fat Albert not ready. That what you saying?
That's pretty much the truth. Because after we finish it, we're going to give you something.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. Based on the conversation, all three of us that had before already, right? Me saying to you, me saying to Pee-wee, I'm not going to do it. But I take that spot. I take the head up clear. The head up clear. You on a big tie with Boss. I'm not.
All right. We can't do that.
Five
we're
or
2,000
in
you
the lane by two by eight. You coming down here anyway. Ain't no point in faking the phone. You know you coming.
We wasn't around
huh? What you saying?
Nah, we ain't going to do that.
I wasn't bringing this car. So that one wasn't out there.
We wasn't bringing two cars. I said we wasn't going to bring both cars.
What two cars?
I said we wasn't bringing both cars.
That's what I'm asking you. What two cars are you talking about? I don't know about two cars.
We have two cars, and we wasn't going to – we have two cars. We wasn't going to bring both the cars.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand where the two cars come from when I was – it was only one car brought to my attention.
Hey, listen, we know why you want the spot, right?
Yeah.
All right? We know
I think
that,
you
right?
Do. All right.
All right. I got another Camaro all steel.
No. I don't know that car.
He said just like you.
I don't know what car you're talking about. What car is that?
I can send you a picture of it.
Okay, Texas.
But I got another car said just like you, no ball, and it said just like you. And I'll run you ahead with that car.
Send me the fish. But why you don't just run me with PB car?
It's not coming.
So you just said you wasn't coming with two cars,
and
now you say you're going to bring another car to
Rick. I've seen that movie already, Rick. I lost, so why would I run you again? You going to stop me? I take the break.
You didn't lose because you got outperformed. You lost for other reasons.
I lost. I'll take the break. If you want to clear, I'll take the break.
What do you say?
I'll
your phone cutting out on the phone, man.
Hold on.
I can't hear you. What do you say?
Hey.
I'll take the break for your little bit of money.
The break? Nigga, we should have liked. What the fuck am I giving you the break
for?
No,
we don't should have liked. I could go to AutoZone and get all front-end parts for my car.
So can I. What did you think?
No, you can't.
How much you want to bet? You want to bet on that?
Nope, I'll take the break. Just like
okay.
You wanted to clear, I'll take the
now
break.
We've seen that movie before. Listen, we'll rerun the same race.
No, we ain't going to rerun the same race. I've seen that movie before.
No,
I've seen
just
that
keep
movie
your willy
before.
Bars off. Keep your willy
I've
bars
seen
off.
That
you shake down and we do the same race.
No, we not. I've seen that movie before. I'll take the break.
But you just say you're not bringing your car. Because if you want to bring your car, then we'll take a race in your car with another car. You want to do that?
If I bring it, send me a picture of the car like you said.
It's pressure. The note. The blue note. See how easy that is for me?
I
can say what I'm bringing.
I don't know who
y'all want to play this motherfucking trick game.
Pressure is that big fat chick from off of Wolfman, isn't it? Send me a picture of the car.
Pressure did what?
Nah, that's Precious. This Pressure.
Oh, send me a picture.
Man, why
send
are you so
Joe.
Shaky, man? Come on, man. Let's do it, man. I ain't ran nobody.
You just
I ain't
told
no
Peanut to send you a picture of the car.
But I ain't got no pictures.
I don't know who Pressure is. I've never seen that car before.
Let's just do that race. Head up, clear.
I've never seen that car before.
No, I'm talking about with me. Me and the gangsters. The little dude.
Nope.
The gangsters. With the diamond in the back. Head up, 5-on-2. 2,000 better in the lane of 8. Head up, clear.
Now, you just said head up.
He damn sure did.
I'm a little excited right now.
We want the first. Hey, Joe, we want door number one.
He damn sure did.
Well, you know what the fuck I'm saying, man. I'm saying the
head up
clear, man. God. Well, you didn't capitalize on it, so you missed out. So I said the head up clear. In the lane by eight.
You owe me a water. You owe me a water.
I know. I know.
What kind of water you want?
That's why I don't like playing on the phone, man. But I do respect
it
you.
It ain't no. Wait a minute. Y'all called me out.
You
so
know
what the fuck
why
is the
I
plan at?
You know why I respect you. When Pee Wee called me for power of attorney, he said you wanted to run head up. And all we had to do was negotiate.
I never said head up, though. I said off the trailer. I asked three times, did you want to run off the trailer? I never said head up. I then followed that up by, I get with you next Tuesday on the lock-in time. I never said shit about head up. You don't believe me? Go rewind the show and listen to it.
No, he did say that.
I never said shit.
He said it that way, guys. He did say it that way. I'm going to keep it real. Ricky did say it that way.
Yeah, he ain't say no head up or no nothing.
All right. Like
so,
I said, I respect you, though.
I like
you
the
know
new
why
race.
I respect you, though, because we talked before, so you know I got much respect for you this
Understandable.
Time.
Understandable. That's why I'm like, I don't even know where this shit coming from. But if you want to do it, I erase you. I just need that. But, Lewis, I mean, that ain't nothing. You're a better wheel man than me, so I know you're going to cut the tree. I ain't racist.
How you gonna say that and you left first last time?
I don't know if I left first or not. It looked like you might have moved on me. We ain't compared tickets, but, you know.
Oh, man, we just trying to have some fun, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. So let's have a little fun, man.
Just sitting around.
Listen, my shit been broke. I just been fixing it, been raining. I ain't did shit. That's being 100. Ask them Wanda, boys, Collins, all them motherfuckers, my fans over there. They'll tell you.
Everybody from Mount Vernon, the next time y'all go to Custom Tees, I'm going to pay half your admission prices. You walk up and punch Fat Albert in the mouth.
Yeah,
please
shit starter.
Please do. And I guarantee the ones that do it will not leave Custom Tees. I promise you that. I promise you that. On everything I fucking love, you will stay at Custom Tees for the rest of your life. I promise you that.
What, they're going to turn it into a prison?
Well,
no, I'm going to turn it into a graveyard. I guarantee you that.
Hey, Tina, we see what's going on with you and Rick. Get at Fat Albert's ass.
Listen, if you hit him in the eye, he can't run and catch you, that's for
good.
Sure.
He definitely good. Can't run and catch
you. Oh, you're right. I damn sure can't run and catch y'all, but I know Smith and Wesson can. I promise you that.
Which one? The one you own or the seven
I
got?
I haven't gotten a picture yet or nothing. I mean, you know. I really like to get that race off with you, man, since, you know, this has been some ongoing shit. Let's just go ahead and, you know.
Yeah, we got over 20 years of history. You won up right now, so you should be looking at we should be getting the run.
Well,
Tina,
we'll do the first race. If we
whoop
them, we'll come back and do the second race.
Where he gonna get the money to do the second race, guys?
Yeah, that's a bad offer right there, man. I bet. Since you want to say it that way, if I beat y'all, we'll run it back. Head up. Boogaloo or barbecue.
I like door number one.
But number one is taking a shit. You want to take a shit?
Well, we'll do your race, but we're doing the pro stock show rule. You got to be a whole calling out the quarter. That's the only way I'm doing the head up clear with the pro stock show rule.
And what's that?
Your back bumper got to be at the finish line.
Which finish line? He trying to say your car got to be completely.
Got
to
be a whole quarter out.
Before they call it. That guy Joe called it. I don't know what type of shit he on. He don't cost him a lot of money.
If you really clear somebody, your back bumper will, your back bumper will be there like that. Really look at it. If you're
yeah, but he's saying one person call it from the lead car bumper at the finish line, and other people call it from the back bumper across the finish line with space.
Is that what y'all saying?
Joe rule, your back bumper got to be at the finish line, and he can't be nowhere near you. So if your wheel light come on, you still got to go an extra car.
But the race is over once the first car touched the beam. Well, why is he calling it like that?
Because that's a pro stock Joe rule.
That's a pro stock Joe rule.
He invented grudge rules 101, page 17.
He don't
cost a lot of people some money then. I know he don't
cost
a lot of people.
And what's good about it, I won with that rule because I did that with 50 grand. I didn't know it at the time, but I had to be a whole car out the finish line.
That section saved my money. Article, don't do it again. That's what the fuck that is.
Cliffy! How you doing, Cliffy?
Don't talk to that motherfucker.
Listen, Dave, if I don't see you next week, I'm cutting your lights off, man. Your bill is passed.
So real quick, I just want you to understand. And this just like serious business, no bullshit at all. Pina, are you bringing your car? On the
no. If you lock in head up, we will.
That's not what I'm asking. Are you bringing your car on the 5th?
No.
So you was only coming predicated on you getting the lock in.
How about that? How you doing?
Yep. Well, they keep saying I towed the car everywhere and don't run it, so I want to look for a race this time.
All
right. Well, I'll just come down and watch the show like everybody else.
You said it costs. Okay.
What's up, Peanut?
What's up, Butchie Watch?
It was good hearing from you, though.
You still got my collectors?
Yeah. You want them when you come down?
Yeah, I might take them from you for 200.
Should be cool with that shit. We just ain't gonna be on it tonight.
Cliff, don't you got a race locked in for the 25th?
Hey, Peanut, you got the back tie to the court. I mean,
yes,
Pee-wee.
I do.
Pee-wee.
You already know that. What you want to do with that? You like something?
I just asked you a question. Don't get smart. I put Butchie Woods on your ass.
David, you knew the answer. That's why I said
Please do. So we get some of that money.
Pee-wee.
Yo.
You got the back tie to the quarter. What's up?
Oh, thank you.
Quarter mile, they still race quarter mile?
No, I haven't in many years, but I will.
You down with Rohan? You know Rohan?
No, I know me.
Mm-hmm. You're the only one want to run in a quarter mile.
Listen, for those of us that are up north here, this is the time of the year where you either gonna get it in or just fall back because a couple of
there
more
he
months.
Go, there he go
we
talking
done.
Again.
Yeah,
there he
it.
Go
I'm
talking
saying.
Again.
Yeah, I'm saying
I'm
it.
Sick of that. I'm right sick of that voice. Sick of it.
But Dave, you ain't seen it been doing nothing about it, man. You just keep giving me your money, man.
Damn.
I didn't know there was any money left in Jersey after what happened to y'all a few weeks ago.
Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
Balaba, I'll race you on the crates. Balaba, I'll race on the milk crates.
You know y'all don't have me talking shit. And I ain't had Nate drink on the phone. God damn.
I wish I could get one right about now. I wish I could get one right about now.
Shot of tequila.
Some of that goddamn tequila and pineapple.
But I'll race on the milk crates.
You race on what, Sammy?
We'll run across the milk crates. Me and you. The tower of milk crates.
I tell you. All right, you go ahead and do it. I'll stand there and watch.
No. Me and you are going to race.
Sammy. Don't be disrespectful.
Okay.
His name is Fat Albert. You want him to stand on a plastic milk crate? Really?
I'm going to go live tomorrow and do it in my backyard.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's what I'm saying. You walk up the milk crate.
you go ahead and do it and go live. Let somebody hold a camera while you doing it. All right, you go ahead and do it.
Oh yeah, my kids will hold the camera.
Yeah, there you go.
Make sure you do it over there. Make sure you do it over there near the pool. Make sure it's over near the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So it can break your landing.
That's the silliest day in the world, man. I don't recommend that milk crate shit.
No, but I'm gonna screw all the milk crates together.
Yo, Russ.
Yo.
You seen the one they had in the park today? They had a milk crate joint in the park. The park was flooded. Police came and shut it down.
I'm telling you, man, somebody going to get killed on that. If they're going to come down the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
I hope it don't happen. I really do.
Oh,
I don't want it to happen.
I
heard somebody fell and broke their jaw.
I'm going to show you the video. I'm going to send you the video. The nigga fell and broke both his legs. Both his legs broke.
Good. Yo, I knew a lady broke her arm. I saw that when the lady broke her arm.
Somebody died of it.
But look, one lady did it. She did it in heels. And did it.
I feel sorry for the dude that was on top, and the dude kicked it. It kicked it and made him
fall. Oh, man. Yeah, he kicked it. I was like, damn. Boy.
That's how
Butch gonna do Cliff when he reach over there and grab second gear.
Yeah, that's what Peanut and Pee-wee was trying to do to me just now without giving me that, you know what I'm saying, that race right there. Trying to kick my crate.
But it's not personal. It's not personal, Ricky. It's just drag racing.
Dave, you got the game fucked up already. If Bushy got a reach and push in, no matter who driving shit, he got a problem right there. He got no business grabbing no goddamn gears. He ain't got no business grabbing for no gears.
People put electric shifters in their cars so they can't drive. Let's get that straight right now.
Listen,
if don't give me the
electric
argument about it's more consistent. If you know how to drive, you're consistent. Shut up.
Yes, I do need that in my life. I need that in my life. Yes. Yes.
Bro, you need it because you need it to drive that truck. You don't need it for your race car.
So
your race car ain't gonna
look,
never. Your race car ain't gonna never be ready.
Oh man, I need that in my life. Yes, sir. Mm. 2, 4, 6, 12 of them. Mm.
Yes, sir. It's actually 4, 13 now.
Yes, sir.
What you really need, Fat Albert, is the directions to the Wizard of Oz to get you a fucking heart.
Yeah, that's what I need. And what you need is you're going to be right there beside me and get a fucking brain. Girl.
Sissy. It's so fun. I don't get on here often, but when I do, it always turns out to be some fun fucking with you, Albert.
Well, that's me. If y'all ain't figured me out yet, something wrong with y'all.
None of us from Mount Vernon can figure out retarded.
Well, hey, I figure y'all IQ level is right there, maybe 1 point ahead of me. Maybe 1 point.
Shit. So what kind of day you looking at your stuff being somewhat ready when all your parts come and shit, Fat Albert? Because you ain't getting off the fucking hook. You don't talk too much shit.
2031.
Oh, December the 32nd.
Okay, well, 2022 sounds like a good start.
2031,
I don't know, Kevin.
Been arguing with Walter for 5 years now, and ain't made a pass yet.
Good report, Dave.
February of 2031.
And you know what, Dave? But you know what? That argument, it came to an end, so you ain't got to worry about it no more. But I had a good run, though, didn't I? I had a good run, though.
No, a damn good one. Damn good one.
Yes, sir.
Damn good run. Dave, the man that owned the car before he got it couldn't run me. So how the hell he thought he could be able to run me?
Well, let me get you straight on that, Walter. The man drives my car and his car. He don't get on these shows.
I said the man that owns that car.
Did you hear what I just said? The man that owns it drives my car.
I said the man that owned the car before y'all bought the car. couldn't beat me. So how the hell you think you were going to beat me?
Well, we're not
well,
that bad.
Walter, you got to remember, not only is he standing in line to get a heart, but he need a brain, too.
And Dave sat out and just sit there and told a fucking lie. He ain't never had a good run because his ass ain't never ran nowhere. He fucking walks. He had a good walk.
Hey, Kevin, why, H.O., you got to start putting a goddamn, you know, you got to start, you know, when you do a credit check, you got to stop putting guys on here that's relevant, Joe. I mean, guys that be relevant. Stop putting them on the show, man. We
relevant.
Got to do a credit check on
Fat
these.
Albert.
We
got to
start,
Albert. Relevant.
We got to start putting a credit check. We got to do a credit check on these guys, Joe.
Yeah, Fat Albert. Relevant was the last
guys.
Word you should have used. Fat Albert, my past
ain't
is better
been on
than
the
your
show
future.
In goddamn 6 months. Now you won't come on here like he's somebody. Who the hell is
Fat
that?
Albert, like
I
said, my past is better than your future, girl.
Well, not really, girl.
Yeah, check my resume.
No.
Not I put
no,
my
not
resume
no.
up against everybody.
No.
Girl.
Well, I can't see the future. I can't see the future, so it might be. It might be.
Motherfucker, you
only
can't see
Lord,
your shoelaces.
Only the good Lord can see what I'm end up at in the future. So I put all my trust in him.
That's a career move. But you get ready to see this ass whooping, you keep fucking with Mount Vernon. We had a meeting on you, boy. We had a meeting on you. Said he got to go. He got to go.
And look,
he been talking
and when y'all
much.
Swung the gavel, y'all missed the whole table. The gavel hit the floor. It's like, what the fuck we had? Y'all to meet the turn, and the motherfucker hit the floor. God,
oh,
damn.
God, you a funny guy.
What the Mount Vernon.
Listen, you can talk nicey nice all you want to, but you ain't gonna get out this ass whooping.
Walter,
man.
Listen, look here, man.
Yeah.
When you was at Dave's house, what, a week or so ago, how long did you stay on that porch before you said, I got to get the fuck up out of here?
No, I left him. I'm down here in Florida. I left him came to Florida.
I know that, but you was there. You was there because I was talking to you.
I said I was there, but I left because I had to leave him come to Florida.
I bet you ain't stay on that porch too long, did you? See, Dave,
oh, no, I go around him. No, most times, no. Most time when I'm home, if I don't have enough anything to do, yes, that's where I go and hang out at.
Well, see, that's what everybody else go on their porch for because they ain't got nothing else better to do. You understand?
Uh-oh, is that a crack, Dave? Did he just throw a blow? I'm trying to figure that shit out.
I don't know. Kevin, what is he trying to say?
Hey, Kevin.
And for your information, Walter left when he cleaned the table like everybody else.
Hey, Kevin.
Cliff went
listen,
out in the garage with a bunch of old-timers.
And a little bit. Can I come up there on the porch, too, with y'all guys? Can I come up there?
You're more than welcome.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome.
Anytime you coming through, just call me, let me know. Come on by.
Bet. That's locked.
We give you directions to get in there, and we give you directions to get the hell out of there.
The weekend of Thanksgiving, the whole week I'm on vacation. Can I come up there?
Yes,
maybe,
We don't be on the porch around Thanksgiving. It'll be too cold.
Hey.
Can we go in the house? Fat Albert.
We hang on the porch.
Pat Albert, come on by, man. I'm 5 minutes off 95.
That's all I need to be saying. Just give me that rest. No. Wait a minute. He laughing. Oh, Lord, where y'all sitting me?
No, listen. I got a couple of windows here. I'm be in the house. You be out on the porch. I'll open the window and talk to you.
I just tried to explain to him. I tried to tell him.
But, Kevin, can I come to your house, Kevin?
Oh, hell no.
Man, I'm dead serious. I'll come up there, you know, while I do a little trip up there.
Dave, Sunday
yeah,
Monday,
come on
buddy.
By. Come on by. Come on
Fat
by.
Albert, you I'm come out. To my house, Fat Albert.
Now, hey, Dave, back to Cliff. We got to see what Cliff's intentions was because I think that he done threw two blows at Bush.
Kevin.
Listen, Cliff.
I'm going to come there and say the same thing Sunday and Monday. So long. I'm going to come there Sunday and Monday. I'm telling you, Dave, look out for that day. So get what you need done Sunday or Monday. Have a card table ready, and let's get it on. Whatever y'all do, let's get it.
You play cards?
You play Cliff, you play you play cards, Cliff?
You play poker,
yeah,
Cliff?
Yeah, I do.
I love poker.
Yeah, I do.
Cliff.
Well, that's what
I
play five-card stud poker.
I play dice.
We don't play that Texas Hold'em shit. It's five-card stud.
I play dice. Listen, I love five-card stud. I can't stand that shit. I can't stand that shit.
Cliff, you're welcome anytime.
Listen, don't
Cliff.
Cut my ears off, Dave. I said what I said. I like cars. I play cars. You ain't going to talk me out of what I do. Rather, if I do it right or wrong.
We don't play also that $3 bet limit. If anything on that table is better.
I mean, we start off sociable, you know. We start off social betting $1, $2, and might raise you 5 or 10, but somebody going to catch your attitude sooner or later.
Yeah, like by the first hand of the first game, by you get the third streak.
Don't talk about Walter. Don't talk about Walter.
But look here, either you go ahead and win it fast or lose it fast. They don't stay there all night long.
Well, that's why I wanted to tell Cliff you didn't stay too long the last time you said, because we kind of hit you in the head a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but what happened
that last time?
What happened that
last
time?
Right
here, everybody.
No,
left.
Yeah, the last time you won. You won last time you was here.
Yeah, the only one that was leaving the table, asked out, walking home was me.
I didn't want to say that. Yeah,
I knew it was coming, but I beat you to it. I beat you to it, so there.
Kevin,
I can only snitch on myself.
I tried to give you $10 to go, you know, get somebody to give you a ride home. I ain't want you getting arrested for vagrancy.
It's okay.
Hey, but the bad part about the last hand, Kevin was locked from home. Right? He was locked.
And got walked down.
And Kevin said, that second go, Kevin, I think Kevin wasted $40, $50. $47
all in.
Right, I said, Kevin ain't got nothing. I said, no, sir, just your last hand. I'm going to give you a play. Dave, so I'll give you a play, too. And Dave ain't turn around and hit 2 pair on it.
Yep.
Ain't bad.
But we just took the gambler on that last hand, though. I said, shit. I said, he can't come back at me. You know, I said, so I'm going to try this.
Yeah, I was going to give him $47 just to stay.
That's what I'm talking about. I think this way to keep the game going. You know.
Yeah, so that, and what before we went all in, what was in the pot, so that was damn near $200 right on the table right then.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I can say I'm going to take this gamble.
Well, let me give you a fair warning.
Oh,
God. I'm going to give you a fair warning. Motherfucker like me, I'm going to throw 2 pair away. I ain't going to keep 2 pair. I ain't going to hold them.
Hell, Walter called me one Sunday while I was playing poker. I was so lost my money trying to talk to him.
Well, one time I'm in town. You about to come on by Dave. They play around there. That'd be good money on the table.
Yeah, I think I'm playing. I'm coming up there.
A lot of people pay $3 bet limit. Now, we ain't going for that. Everything on that table is better.
So basically you're playing unlimited. Unlimited. That's what you're saying.
Unlimited. You got $300. I can call $300.
Walter, sounds like you need to come on down then. Walter, sounds like you need to come on down.
Now, Walter always get there and he cry, I ain't got it, but he pull that little, every time he come in, he got that white envelope.
Well,
he got that white envelope in one pocket, and that money, he got balled up in that other pocket.
Wait, all right, man, Charlie, y'all play, what's on the table got to play? You can't go in your pocket.
Nah, no,
not
that pocket man. Shit.
Nah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You can go in your pocket while they shuffling the
cards. They wouldn't allow me to play fast. I wouldn't play pass a call. They told me, hell no, you can't play pass a call.
Not with a guy that comes to a fucking poker game with an envelope. Fuck no.
No, but what I'm talking about, Kevin, if you put $500 down on the table, that's what you play with. Until you lose it all, then you can go back in your pocket and get more.
No, you can sugar ray it anytime you want it. You can tighten up anytime you want to. You fuck around with $500 and only $200 and only got three left. You can go reach back in your pocket and put two more out there.
That's what I'm saying, but not doing the hand though.
You can't, not during the hand.
Yeah,
not during the hand.
Right, okay. Yeah,
but you can't take nothing off the table unless you leave it.
Right, and
you leave it.
Right. Okay.
You ain't got to have 500. You can sit down with 100.
That would probably get you with the first hand, the first game around Third Street. We done talked enough. Don't tell them how we play, cause they ain't never seen a bunch of fucking crooks and shit like that.
Right.
You sit at that fucking table and we make bitches fold aces.
Cliff started the lie, cause Cliff sat up here and said he threw away two pairs.
Cliff come by there.
I didn't hear you.
If Cliff come by there, I make Cliff turn himself pair aces down.
Yes, you will.
I'm that joker. I like three of a kind. Fucking flush, straight, full house, fucking pairs.
That's what I'm saying. So I can make you turn yourself face down.
Well, goddamn, you named everything in the fucking book. I like raw flushes, but I don't get them bitches.
Listen, I keep one pair before I keep two pairs. Cliff,
do you realize one thing? You can win more money sometime on a pair of deuces than you can anything.
Exactly.
Everybody try to steal them from you.
Especially when somebody give you some shit, you hit deuces up, and then they're going to say, oh, he got three of them, and you bet accordingly.
Yep.
You pretend.
Or to try to steal, but you ain't got nothing else.
Hit aces in front of you and got a whole card and you got deuces showing and he got them aces and feel good and throw something and you back raise that ass, they going to give you something that ain't even there. Some of them. Sometimes they'll call you. Sometimes they'll be like, I ain't fucking with you. But anyway.
We never have a one man play with us. His name, we gave him the name Got to See It. Now, I don't know what it is. He'll see Phil Street.
That's goddamn Bo Peep.
Yeah, I did see it.
So, goddamn. Fat Albert done started some shit and got off the hook at the same time. He been saved again. Lord should have. Oh, God. Well, we got to go to Plan B on his ass, Dave. Next meeting.
Girl, you still talking.
Hey, listen. Hey, but Kevin, but did you notice that? Fat Albert is always sticking up for the Bad Mouth crew, but them bitches were silent tonight. They didn't stick up for him.
It was Mount Vernon night. They gave us a break. It was Mount Vernon.
They ain't said nothing since I said I'm back in the boys.
I'm going to tell you why. They were flipping back and forth to Fred's show. That's what they were doing. They was over there on that show.
Yeah, okay.
He went live tonight, the lock-in. So they text me, hey, man, we on Fred's show. We'll keep flipping back.
Yeah, yeah. Because we don't give a fuck about big.
No, nah, they heard
Mount
Vernon was pulling together for this shit.
Low.
And they said, we better take a back seat.
Fuck Sweet and Low. Fuck Bam Bam. Fuck Bigfoot. Fuck all them motherfuckers.
See, the problem is with that, we got a lot of big ties. We got more big ties than small ties and only two small blocks there if you do the head count.
It's grudge racing. Run what you brung, hope you brung enough.
Yeah, we know that, but that rule don't apply everywhere.
Not this time and day. That don't go no more.
No.
Now it ain't run what you brung. It's like sit like me, and then it went from sit like me to sit exactly like me. Racing.
I got three small tire cars.
Now, what he was saying was, back in the day, a man didn't care what you had. If he said he going to run you, he's going to run you.
Hey, a man today don't give a shit depending on what man it is.
You
know,
but they stiff you. They stiff you. You got to be all steel, all glass. Motherfucker, you mean to tell me?
I got all steel, small tire.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Sammy, so that's the only way you can race is you race somebody that got all steel, all glass?
Sammy went out there and ran Thunder Goat with a small block. That shows how Sammy's built.
Yeah,
a regular big block Lanko type fucking car. Tube the whole fucking nine with a small block.
Sammy went on Thunder Goat not making a complete pass. I knew what Sammy was thinking.
Yeah, but that was.
Sammy just played. Yeah, so Sammy knew what he was doing because they was having trouble. He knew
yeah, regardless, that majority of people sat out, but majority of people wouldn't even take that risk.
You're right, but majority of people wouldn't do that. You're right.
They wouldn't even go out there with that risk. It takes a special team to do that shit.
The only reason Peanut wanted to run Fat Al because he figured the convertible's going to fall out.
or the dry shaft, they said.
Lord, that was a good one, Pee-wee.
I'm going to lock in Fat Albert because he's not going to have that car ready until 2031, I think.
Sammy's been calling him out for the last year and a half.
Hey, look, when will y'all say something, Faith, this is Dave, and then say your statement. Damn.
We got to tell you who he is first?
The only bus I know is that girl and Butcher Wood. That girl, I got his voice, I got Walter's voice, and I got Butcher Wood's voice and Cliff's voice. But all the rest of them, I can't put them together.
Uncle Kevin, a couple of weeks ago, they were talking a lot of shit about you. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to take Uncle Kevin's car and lock it in with somebody. Guess what happened, Uncle Kevin?
I guess the chatter stopped. Here's the thing, nephew, like you know because you've been to the garage. You see what's sitting in there. I got shit sitting, but it just ain't in the fucking car because I just started doing other shit. Now, if I was put it in, it ain't like I ain't got shit. It's been there.
Do you really believe somebody was saying something about you a couple of weeks ago?
Hell yeah. He told me it was you, you troublemaker. It was you, you troublemaker. Shit started you.
Yes, Fat Albert said it.
They wanted the Malibu. I said the Malibu
Kevin.
On the side right now, but the Camaro is ready for some smoke.
That's right. And I said the reason why. See, Fat Albert, you can do shit when you own three race cars. That Camaro's been sitting. I said, you know what? This thing has been sitting. Let me go ahead. And you see, I was posting up pictures when I took it to the chat, my chassis guy, because it was built as a 10-5 car. And I said, you know what? I got to lose some. So I did some things. So I said, you know what? I ain't touching nothing else.
Kevin, yo. Enough with the violin. Please, we don't want to hear your
stories. Yeah, but there's a reason for it, though. But that's what I'm bringing to Fat Albert. I want to see two black Camaros line up.
Who said that?
One tiny
that
one,
Dave
one
or
stone
Pee-wee?
One.
Which one was that?
Was
Dave
Pee-wee.
Or Pee-wee?
That was Pee-wee.
Dave,
Pee-wee,
thank you. Thank you for the violin. You're right. The violin was just getting boring. I'm getting sleepy listening to that.
Good.
All that whining and crying.
I'll play a rap song next, and the song goes, "Put Foot to Your Ass." You like that?
Uncle Kevin, tell them.
Sammy.
If they want all steel, Uncle Kevin, tell them. If they want all steel, they got it, too. It's sitting in the garage, too, over there.
Hey, I got friends. I got a lot of friends that like me, Fat Albert.
No, friends. You got an all-steel car. Tell us to lock in.
I know. Hey, listen, we ain't going to tip our hand.
She's sitting there in the corner somewhere.
Sammy, the man said he owned three race cars. He done said that 20 times tonight. We got it. Okay.
But I own three race cars. What nephew is saying, I got three more, if need be.
Okay, you got three race cars. Okay, girl, you got six.
If need be.
We got that straight now.
All right, yeah, don't miss that memo.
Kevin, could you be a nice guy and send that motherfucker a flywheel, please?
I thought we were talking about poker.
You know what? I ain't been up at the garage in over a month and a half. I'm going
to
go there, and I know I got one. I got a flex plate. It ain't a flywheel. That's for a stick.
I got a flywheel and a dry shaft.
I'm glad you got one, Sammy. I'm glad you got one, Sammy.
Hey, Dave,
yeah,
you want to know how he fucked up? Because he put a flywheel on there. Flywheel is a four speed. He needed a flex plate, and the bolts are different. The flywheel bolts are different than the flex plate bolts.
There you go. Schooling people again.
Okay.
I told you
about that.
I'm glad you got one,
Sammy.
I'm glad you got it, Sammy.
If I don't have one in the garage,
I'm asking for you. I don't give a shit.
If I don't have one in the garage,
I don't want nothing from you. I don't want no parts from you. I don't want nothing from you.
Hey, nephew Sammy, be careful how you talk, because the girl is getting the attitude. Watch it. The girl's raising her voice. That girl.
I don't want nothing from you and that girl. I like that girl shit, man. I like that. I'm going to say that. Wait till I get home. I'm going to call my old lady a girl. No, she is a girl.
And she wants to slap you in your lips.
Yeah. And you gonna call us tomorrow.
Hey,
go,
Kevin,
I got punched
in the
mouth.
She just sent me
anyway.
A picture. You know, we're looking for
wait,
a new house. She just sent me one. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm house shopping right now. She just sent me one.
Uh-huh.
And God damn it, I might not race for 10 years.
Don't you have no excuse.
Yeah, that's my next excuse. That's my next one. I'm going to use that now.
Yeah.
I like this house, though.
So
I like this.
He's going to slap him on his lip tonight, and then where he'll be tomorrow.
If he go home and call her a girl, she going to punch him in the mouth, and he going to be like, damn, the mother's a mouth runner says, I'm going to get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, let's see you put her in her place.
You want me to go live? You want me to go live, Kevin, when I do it?
No.
We don't want to see you get your ass whipped.
You better be
ain't nothing worse than seeing a grown man get his ass whipped by his old lady. No.
Yeah, you're right. Good report.
I said, why that man go home and try to be a boss knowing that she's a girl and wear a skirt? But drive
well,
the
she
truck.
Might not know what I'm talking about. So when I call her a girl, she's going to say, well, baby, yeah, I know I'm a girl. So
no, I'm
like,
going to call and tell her. It's derogatory. I'm going to call and tell her.
Oh, no.
You're going to
call and tell her, Kevin.
I'm going to call and
tell
her. Yep.
God, no money.
I said, when he call you
now,
a girl,
Kevin,
it's derogatory.
If you come to Richmond, I will offer my home to you. Like, come on, Kevin, you stay with me, man. I
hey, Fat
Albert.
Fat Albert,
no,
you said when I come
part,
to Richmond.
What,
hey, Fat Albert, when I come to Richmond, hey, where do you keep your robe at? What drawer is it in? I can't find it.
God, damn almighty, boy. Lord,
I got that from Dave.
I open my home to you, Kevin, and you're going to do me like that.
I just asked you which closet you keep your robe in. That's all I asked you.
Oh, your phone broke up. Your phone, I ain't even.
I told him about having the air conditioner so damn high.
It get cold in there. See that?
So
yeah.
Y'all trying to tell me all y'all done been there while I'm on the road? All y'all done been
there? I'm there now.
Yeah.
Which closet is